We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
If I could have your attention, please, I have an announcement to make.
Wake up! It's Friday!
The voice happened that, well, actually, it was the finale of The Voice.
Oh, yay!
And as you know, we have a friend.
Yes.
She's one of my best friends, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Name's Allison Porter.
Yeah.
You do sound wasted because you talk about a celebrity.
And,
like, she's our best friend.
I know. Sure enough, well, somebody won last night on The Voice.
I hate these three-day holidays, Monday, when people are off.
Every year we would have yard sales on Memorial Day weekend.
Nothing like beef ribs on the grill.
If it's all cheese, no burger.
These are medium rare.
What if somebody wants theirs well done?
We ask them politely yet firmly to leave.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Chop-chop.
Let's go.
Yeah, guys.
Are you a well done or rare or medium rare?
Medium rare.
Medium rare.
Medium rare.
See, I find myself saying medium when I go out and eat some places because they usually make it really rare. If you say medium rare, it's too rare for me.
So what do you say?
I say medium.
Medium.
And then it's perfectly medium rare, I think.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. May 27th. It is 6:05.
High today of 80 degrees.
Oh, you are on it.
That's right.
Phone lines are open, 338-3700. You can text the show at 585-LIVE. That's right. You can text us. You don't even have to call in. You introverts out there.
You crazies. Gosh. Yeah, I'm opening everything over here. Making sure that I have all of Steve-O's stuff covered. We miss that guy.
Steve-O is out for a few days.
He is. He's going to be out for at least like a month and a half.
Maybe two.
We're not even sure.
We told him we'll call him. Don't call us.
Yeah, we said
we'll call you. That's what happens. No, we're just joking, guys. Come on. Don't get your feathers all ruffled up. Come on. Baseball just runs their lives. I mean, we need to have an intervention with the Jeter family.
I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
Too much baseball.
It is too much.
They need
baseball.
To cut back a little bit.
Guys, cut back.
We were talking about, what was the guy yesterday? Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
And how busy he is. Steve-O's just as busy. I mean, probably even busier.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's why one kid, I have three kids, and my youngest plays sports. The others, no, they're not allowed. Only one child's allowed to play sports in my family.
Just which one?
Landon.
Lando. Basketball. Lando Commando. He's the one you want to be playing sports. That's what I say.
Well, Jaden's a dancer.
Yeah.
She's a singer and dancer. And Caleb's a skateboarder.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. And Caleb, I've tried to get him. He played sports when he was younger. But then when he started to get a little older, every time basketball or track or football, his grades, like,
they dip.
Yeah.
So you said no.
Yeah.
My parents, I'm not good at sports. Seriously, I do CrossFit now, and that's the most athletic I've ever been in my life. And sometimes I can't even believe it. But I've never played. But my parents were really good because they would say, why don't you just try? We want you to just try it and see if you like it. So I played baseball and football and basketball. And I played basketball in high school.
And you're not athletic?
But then I quit because I just didn't care. I have a problem when it comes to competition. For some reason, and then if you asked anybody at the gym.
Are you a head case?
No. Oh. If you asked anybody at the gym, they'd be like, whatever. He tries to beat everybody, which is probably true. But when it comes to, like, team sports, I have a real issue with just not caring. Because if we would start, like, I played church basketball. I played that through high school. And that was fun because we were terrible. Mm-hmm. But we would just goof off the whole time.
Yeah.
But, like, high school, at school, I would just get so nervous and just mess up. And I would just get anxiety about it, I guess. So I just quit because I was like, I don't care. I don't care if we lose.
Yeah.
And that's not who you want on your team.
No, it's true, because I loved that part of the game.
Yeah, see?
I loved, and losing, it it wasn't fun to lose. But at the same time, that competitiveness.
Yeah.
Oh, just loved it. Looked forward to football games. Looked forward to basketball games.
I always enjoy going.
Yeah.
That's fun to go watch.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm...
Even track meets were so much fun.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, the coach made me run a 400.
Can't believe he did. Can't believe he did.
Hate the 400.
Oh, what about the 800?
800's pretty bad, too.
1200's the good one.
The 1200, yeah.
1200's the one you want.
Yeah. The 400 was always, I hated that the worst because it was a sprint.
Mm.
It's around the track one time and it's, you got a sprint.
Yep.
That's not fun. It's a long ways around a track.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the days of playing sports.
So we got a text on the live line. It says, I only do podcasting. Are you guys going to be on air Monday?
No.
And so I wrote, it will be a best of, so like a compilation of previous shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, podcast.
Guys, we got to have a day off, too.
That's right. That's right. We haven't. You know what? I haven't had a day off since I started.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
No. The only day off while I was here at working was the only time I didn't do the show was you and Steve-O were out.
Ugh.
So I put a best of him, but I was still here.
Yep. You were still here.
I got to tell you, I think I'm ready for a vacation.
It's your thing.
I'm itching for a vacay. I'm all right. I'm okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little sick.
You sound a little.
Just working hard, man.
You sound tired.
Yeah. It's the end of the week, man. End of the week.
It is, but I'm excited about it.
Huge show this morning.
It's a giant show.
Big, big Memorial Day show.
I got to be looking at the sales and whatnot.
A lot of deals going on.
We can't talk about them, but I want to look at them if I can. I don't know.
This weekend on Monday, this is not about getting the good deals. No, today it's all about remembering the people who died while serving in the country's armed forces.
Yeah, for real.
Big shout out to all the men and women who sacrificed their lives for us, keep us safe, give us our freedoms. You know, the fact that we get to do what we do, and we get to we get to shout out to the world that we love Jesus Christ. That right there is because of those men and women.
And that we're thankful.
So thankful.
We are thankful, and we lift up the families of those that have been lost. I try to remind myself, because I always get Veterans Day and Memorial Day mixed up, which is like the ultimate holiday faux pas.
Mm-hmm.
It's right up there with getting Halloween and Christmas mixed up, which I don't want to talk about. It's happened before.
Halloween and Christmas?
Let's just say people don't. Okay. It doesn't land well when you come dressed as, you know, an Egyptian king at the Christmas party.
Yeah, that'd be a little embarrassing.
They didn't wear a lot of clothes. Yeah. It's historical. It's not my fault. So everybody shut up.
I know.
But anyway, so this is the other one. This is the big holiday.
Yeah, Memorial. It, you know, that these are the for all the people in the armed forces that have died.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Veterans Day is all who's celebrating.
Honoring those who have served.
Exactly.
Yes.
So today, I have an amazing Ronald Reagan speech.
Cool.
It's really good. It's from 1985. And it's on, he gave a speech about the Vietnam.
The conflict. Steve-O's going to be sad he missed that. Ronald Reagan's like his favorite person next to Santa.
I think this speech is so great, we should play it every morning till the end of the year.
Really?
It's that good.
Well, it's almost Christmas as it is, so it won't be that long.
I teared up a little bit.
Really? Gosh, man.
Well, today is May 27th, the start of Memorial Day weekend. How old today is Lily Rose Depp?
Who is that?
Johnny Depp's daughter.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
12.
No, she's 16.
Oh.
And she's a beautiful girl, and she looks just like Johnny Depp.
Oh, that... okay.
But, you know, female version. Adam Carolla, how old?
Okay. From the Man Show.
Man Show. He's got a syndicate. Well, he did have... I think he still has a... He does have a radio
show.
I'm going
to say 50.
52.
Okay.
29 years ago, on this day in 1987, the sound system at a U2 concert in Rome was so loud, neighbors thought an earthquake had hit.
Dang.
And they flooded the emergency lines with panicked calls.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That was in Rome.
That only happens now in sanctuaries across the country when you hit 85 decibels. If you know anything about sound, I'm being very sarcastic because that's not very loud, but it still happens.
I prefer 89, 90.
Okay.
Maybe 92-ish.
Yeah. I'm hoping a couple of sound people heard that joke and they're out there laughing.
21 years ago in 1995.
Superman?
Well, it was a sad day because Christopher Reeve was paralyzed when he was thrown from his horse.
Dude.
In Culpeper, Virginia.
That was a sad day.
Never recovered from those injuries. No. Remained paralyzed until his death in 2004.
He made improvements, though, didn't he? Didn't he, like, make drastic improvements? Mm-hmm. People were like, oh, wow.
Yeah, he is Superman because of... I don't think anybody that's been paralyzed like that had made...
Yeah.
Just an amazing guy.
And he did a lot to help out people.
Mm-hmm.
After the... I know that sounds very vague. He used his celebrity to advance medical research and care for those who were paralyzed and things of the like.
And he couldn't talk, right? Could he talk still?
I thought he could. I don't think
he could talk.
Steve-O would know. That's going to be my fallback today. Steve-O would know.
Steve-O would know. Yeah. There you go. That's what happened back in the day. On May 27th.
Mm, mm, super interesting. Just so crazy.
Today is a day to make history, ladies and gentlemen. So today we will talk spelling bees. Did you ever do spelling bee growing up?
I think so. I'm a pretty good speller.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. But I never did like a bee. I never did a full-on spelling bee. You got to remember, I grew up in Mississippi. It's like if you learn how to spell the state, then... Everybody's like, oh, well, here's your high school diploma.
Yeah.
Dude, that's all you need.
Yeah. Mississippi is one of those words where if you were a little kid and you knew how to spell Mississippi, that was always the word that you would say, I know how to spell Mississippi.
Mississippi and encyclopedia.
I remember I said, I know how to spell it backwards.
Spell it.
I-P-P-I-S-I-S-I-M. Nailed it.
Spell encyclopedia backwards.
I can't.
Okay.
Never.
You could if you tried. I believe in you. Give it a shot.
A-I...
Okay, quit. Okay. That's, you're not going to do it. All right, Dilbert, just quit.
No, don't ever quit. Keep pursuing your dreams.
Hey, did you prepare like a bank of Steve-O sound bites?
You know, I thought about that yesterday, and I didn't have time this morning.
You could just click it, and you go, what? We should make some.
We should.
During the commercial, we should go back in the podcast and find some stuff.
That's a good idea. I like that. Coming up this morning, we got an email I think we should really jump into and dissect.
Okay.
It's titled, My Husband Sleeps with a Body Pillow Right Next to Me.
Not being sexist or anything, but I thought ladies were the ones that usually use the body pillows.
Yeah, my wife, she needs three or four pillows.
Body pillow!
So we'll talk about that. What weird question do people in every state Google more than anyone else?
I just saw Mississippi.
Did you? Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wait till you see New Mexico.
Okay. I'll wait. I won't look at that one. That's good. I'm going to post this viral video that you've posted because I read about this.
Baby?
Yeah. A Florida man succeeded in getting his six-month-old kid, to water ski. 686 feet, guys.
Pretty impressive.
It is. I saw this yesterday. Doing big things in Florida. So we're going to post that on our Facebook. You guys can go facebook.com/star88FM. Check that out.
What if we found out that... Because the baby's holding on. It's holding on to some contraption.
Yes.
What if we found out that they actually super glued the baby's hands to...
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't be surprised if we found that out.
Because I kept thinking, why? How is that baby just holding on like that?
I don't know.
Just having a good old time
just
in the
strength.
Water.
Strength.
And how old's the baby?
6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Would you put Johnny Danger at a year old on something like that?
I can't even get an appointment with that kid anymore. He's busy.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on.
He takes after his mom.
Yeah. He's like, on the road all
the
time.
Hey, Johnny, and he went, no. Okay.
He's got an attitude.
He's got a good attitude. He's a playmaker.
Yeah. Let's say we'll talk about dream vacations. Where do people want to go? Where do you think the majority of everyone wants to go? If money was not an option, where would you want to go? If you could pick one vacation and money wasn't an option, where would you want to go?
Australia, New Zealand.
Really?
Straight up. Always wanted to go there. I want to get in a shark cage and dive into the Great Barrier Reef with the great white sharks.
No.
It's been a dream of mine ever since I was a kid. Straight up. Since I was in fourth grade and I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Like jump in a cage?
I want to get in a cage, okay, like in Jaws, and I want to swim with the sharks.
Yeah, I'm never going to do that.
Why?
No.
It would be fun.
I don't have any desire to.
You'd be in a shark cage. You'd be fine.
I don't even really like the water all that much. I mean, a swimming pool is pretty, it's okay.
Our boy Bawit Dubai has emailed us, side note, and said, yes, Christopher Reeve could talk.
I don't think he, you know what, find some YouTube
speeches. Interview. He did.
Oh, okay.
This is from September 29th, 1995.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to play the audio?
It made the nation heartsick. The story of great...
Let's get to it, Barbara Walters.
But Mark's wheelchair by blowing into a plastic straw. A hard puff,
oh my gosh,
the chair turns right. A soft one, the chair swings
this
left.
This was devastating for me when I was a kid.
Christopher Superman. Reeve turned 43 this week. It is now 4 months since
let
his riding accident,
Barbara,
and he is still hospitalized, now at the Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation in New Jersey, where I talk to him in the facility's physical therapy room.
How are you today? Pretty good?
Very well, thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And so the accident happened how many years ago?
Let's see. It
21
was,
years ago.
Yep, 21.
Man.
How is this?
Thanks, Bawit Dubai. You completely threw off decks.
Yep, threw me off. What were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
dream
so
vacations.
Sad.
We'll talk about dream vacations. Think about that, Starmy. If money wasn't an option, where would you want to go? They did a survey, asked a bunch of people, and I think you'd be surprised where 15% of people would want to go.
Okay.
On vacation.
You guys can text us that on the live line. It's 585 live or 585-5843.
That's right. All right. We've got a big show this morning.
Just here.
Teo's got some headlines for you.
I do.
I know we got some local stuff coming up. Traffic. 338-3700 if you'd like to call into the show. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Donald Trump secured enough delegates to formally secure the Republican nomination.
Many of the countries in our world are absolutely abusing us and taking advantage of us.
Memorial Day weekend, AAA projects 38 million people will go 50 miles or more, the most since 2005.
Hundreds of protesters rallied for higher wages at McDonald's corporate headquarters.
The Affluenza mom indicted on charges of helping her son run away to Mexico.
Dustin Diamond apparently violated his probation.
Cleanup in northern Kansas after a tornado stayed on the ground for an hour and a half.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first implantable drug to treat dependence on opioids.
Baylor University demoting school president Ken Starr and firing football coach Art Briles over the university's handling of sex assault complaints against players.
Two Navy fighter jets crashed into the ocean off North Carolina.
Fewer people needed unemployment.
The Associated Press says little has changed in the year since it first looked at airport perimeter security.
Good morning. Dex and Teo.
Yeah.
Friday, 6:35.
High today of 80 degrees. No accidents to report right now. You guys be careful out there. It's going to be a really, really good day. Get it started. Let's look at traffic.
585 Live. You can text the show. You can also call us at 338-3700. Phone line's open. Big show today. Big, big show.
Giant. Giants on the show.
Coming up, we'll talk about the National Spelling Bee. I love the audio. Can I just give you a little tease?
Please. Give me a taste.
Of of this Scripps National Spelling Bee. This is one of my favorites right here.
Kabara Goya.
Kabara Goya. I know it. I know it. I totally know it.
What? Is that real?
Okay. Kabara Goya. C-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A. Kabara Goya.
You think you got it right?
Yes.
You'll have to wait to find out.
Dang it.
Oh, goodness sakes, everybody. Everybody, it's a Memorial Day weekend, big three-day weekend. Of course, take some time out this weekend to remember those who have fallen in battle, sacrificed their lives for our freedom. We usually have a little barbecue. Yeah, usually people barbecue on Monday. That's what they do. They get together as a family, spend time with each other. That's usually what we do. But we kind of do that every day.
Yes, we do.
I don't know what I could do different on Monday.
Just rest.
Buy a mattress?
Rest and be thankful.
I do that every day.
Don't worry about getting out there.
I rest way too much. You know this.
You don't rest. You just sleep. I'm talking about, when I say rest, that doesn't mean sleep.
Yeah.
Rest means you just chill out and you focus. Like, you don't focus, but you just, you kind of think about, you know, everything that we have, think about it in a thankful way, and it helps you enjoy your day.
What if I do that every day, though?
You don't.
I do.
I know you don't, because you sweat too much. If you didn't sweat so much, I would know.
You get the meat sweats.
You get the meat sweats. You get the donut sweats. You get the cookie sweats. You get the anxious sweats.
That's right.
Just so many sweats. You get the sweats when you're wearing jogging pants.
Yeah, I get the ear sweats. These headphones, man, whenever I take them off, they're sweating.
Yeah, it's gross.
They box my ears in real well.
That's horrible.
It's like my ears are getting cooked right now.
It's a terrible thing to say out loud. You shouldn't.
It's very true. After this break, I'll let you touch my ear and you can feel how sweaty they
are. I'm excited about it. I don't want to do it, but I'm excited.
Oh, man. All right, I know you got a lot of news to get to.
Oh, do I?
I'm pretty excited about the news this morning.
Yeah, if you guys are wondering why it's so quiet, it's because Steve-O's not here today.
It is so quiet.
It is quiet.
It is.
That's why I'm saying we need that bank of, like, his sounds.
Ugh. I don't have the energy. Okay.
You what? You don't have energy?
News. I don't have the energy to be more energetic.
Come on.
I can't do it.
I'm going to need more from you.
I can't.
I'm going to need more from you.
This is it.
You know what we can do to make us both seem way more energetic? Pull Birga in here.
Ooh.
Let her camp out over on that mic.
That wasn't nice.
Seriously. No. She's way more low-key than us.
She is very low-key.
I'm not saying it as an insulting thing.
Okay.
We pull her in
here. I get
what
you're saying.
Everybody's going to be like, dang, dude. They are high energy when we're really not. It's just she's low energy.
Yeah, she is.
You know, she's like a calming voice amongst the chaos.
You're right. You're right.
If you'll take it that way.
Okay.
So Albuquerque's mayor has offered $10,000 as a reward for information leading to arrest after the violent Trump protest. We have a clip.
Absolutely no remorse. None whatsoever. He's just basically fist pumping.
What? The chief says these two suspects who could face felony charges. He says the man in the Superman shirt threw a grapefruit-sized rock at an officer, and the other threw a metal rod at a group of officers. Police also want to find this man our cameras captured carrying a barrier and throwing it at police and their horses.
Huh.
The chief says other protesters threw what they call cotton ball bombs into the crowd, one that hit a horse from the mounted unit in the eye.
Oh.
Police have captured at least 30 people committing crimes on video. They are trying to identify.
They should be able to find these guys because they have some good pictures.
Yeah.
Of these two guys, and it's a $10,000 reward.
$10,000 reward from Mayor Barry.
Oh man!
And the thing is, here in the ABQ, you throw out a $10,000 payday,
yeah.
And people are going to be like, "Oh man, we were friends."
Yes. Today. I guarantee you today they're going to catch these two guys.
Yep. And then also today some people are going to buy a few mattresses with their reward money.
You could probably buy one.
Yeah. The thing is, like,
that
it's
is
a
Memorial
Day weekend.
Yeah,
mattresses
true.
Are a hot commodity right now.
I could go for a new mattress. Right
now. We actually got a Facebook message, and I want to read it. I don't know. I can't confirm or deny because I wasn't there. But our friend messaged in and says, a lot of people are angry that an American flag was burned the other day in Albuquerque. I am angry that the news lied about this. I was at the protest, and this is the flag that was burned. P.S. Love you guys. I tune in every morning on my way to work. It was a Trump flag.
Oh, so it had a little bit of the American.
I guess so. It wasn't an American flag.
Oh.
It was a Trump flag.
Are you sure there wasn't another flag that was burned?
This is what our friend on Facebook has messaged in.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Does that count, though, as... That is not an American flag.
Just
not
because it has a picture of the American flag on it?
No, that is a flag that says Trump on it. That is not an American flag.
Because it has Trump on it?
It says, Trump for President 2016, Make America Great Again, and then it's got some American flag trim around the top and the bottom. That is a different thing.
I can't believe they're burning stuff. That's crazy.
Dude, I don't even understand. I mean, that makes more sense if you were a Trump protester and you burned a Trump flag than an American flag. Because in my eyes, it's like, if you're trying to save America, why would you burn an American flag? It doesn't...
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of people
mixing up your symbolism.
They're waving the Mexican flag, so...
Which, that is very confusing to me. It's like, okay, friend, you're proving the point that, like, that he makes all the time. You know, his point. Whatever. Okay. Google just analyzed millions of searches to find the word that people in every state have the most trouble spelling. Mm. And today we're celebrating the spelling bee. We're talking about what each state Googles the most. So this just falls right in the middle. Here are some of the best ones. People in Alaska cannot spell Hawaii.
Hawaii.
It's impossible. Let me try.
H-A-W-A-I-I.
That's it.
Thank you.
You really did spell it. People in Arkansas and Utah can't spell leprechaun.
Oh, let me try. Leprechaun. Leprechaun. Can I have a definition?
It's a tiny thing that they found in a park in Mobile.
Leprechaun.
An ancient wizard of magic who is typically short and camps out at the end of the rainbow.
Leprechaun. Leprechaun. That's... Leprechaun.
What?
L-E-P-R. Lepra. A.
Hmm?
Con. C.
Mm-hmm.
H. Mm-hmm. Con. A.
Keep going.
U-N.
You got the spelling sweats.
Did I get it?
No.
Oh!
It's
what did I miss?
It's L-E-P-R-E.
Oh, man!
Leprechaun.
I thought I said that.
You said an A.
No, I said E.
Let's go back and check the tape.
Okay, I don't want to do that.
People in Arizona and New Hampshire cannot spell, and I apologize, diarrhea.
Okay, diarrhea.
There goes, yeah. It, that, don't, can we skip this one?
D.
Oh.
D-A.
No. Okay, you messed it up. You,
D-E-A.
No.
D-A-I-R-I-I-E.
It's D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
That's what I said.
And that's all I want to talk about. New Mexico. What word can we not spell, and it makes total sense?
I don't even remember. I remember looking at it. I don't remember what the
neighbor.
Word is. Neighbor.
It makes complete sense that nobody can spell neighbor in New Mexico, because nobody treats anybody like a neighbor.
N-E-I-G-H, neighbor, B-O-R.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mississippi. Sergeant.
Ooh, sergeant. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. It's got
sergeant.
An interesting spelling.
Sergeant. Can I have a definition?
It's like an officer in the military.
Sergeant. S-E-R-G. Sergeant.
Come on.
E-A-N-T?
Yes.
Yes.
And vacuum. The hardest word to spell in Montana.
Oh,
and
man.
This one is tricky.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Let's hear it. So
vacuum.
So excited about spelling.
V-A- C?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it two C's or two U's?
Got to get it right, man.
Oh, no.
You are sweating
V-A-C-U-U-M.
So much. Yes.
Yes!
You did it.
Woo!
You beat Montana.
Yeah!
Everybody else from Montana is stupid compared to Dex.
Man!
And probably Levi Lesko. He's probably the smartest one there. But, yeah.
Good. I feel like I should probably enter into a spelling bee next year or
you
something.
You should.
Man.
You should.
Nailing
and,
these.
And with that, maybe we should talk about our spelling bee stuff a little bit.
Let's wait.
You want to wait?
That's good stuff. I
How
really like that.
How do you spell wait?
What?
How do you spell wait?
Can I have a definition?
Yeah. Let's wait.
W.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, who's texting me?
I don't know. You should put your phone on silent.
W. AIT.
Yes, that's the right one. Woo! I'm so proud of you. I feel like I've helped you the most.
Well, you did.
Thanks.
You sure did.
Okay. Next little piece of news. There are rumors that Jamie Bell, who we interviewed on this show.
Oh, man.
Because he's in what's the other part? American Spies or something? He's meeting with producers about being the next James Bond.
Yeah! I think this would be great.
I don't know, man.
I think he could do this.
He's young, though, so he could do it for a while. That's probably why they're trying to lock him down. But isn't he kind of short? And I don't know. Like, I thought James Bond was supposed to be, like, the strapping tall.
Is Daniel Craig tall?
I don't know.
I don't think he's tall.
They can play tricks on me. I don't know. It's Hollywood. But at 30 years old, Jamie Bell has already appeared in a fair number of TV and film projects, from Turn Washington Spies, that's what it is, to the recent cult favorite Snowpiercer, which I really enjoyed. He's proven he can take on numerous types of roles, both physical as well as dramatic. Perhaps his most notable recent role came in the form of The Thing and Fox's deplorable Fantastic Four, which hit theaters last summer. Nobody saw because it was terrible. He has several action films to his name, but his work on the next James Bond movie will make his first ever time headlining a film in earnest. At first glance, Jamie Bell seems an incredibly interesting, read that as weird, choice for the role of James Bond, considering the names that have been recently thrown around for the part by fans. Tom Hiddleston, Damian Lewis, Idris Elba. Hmm. All of those guys probably a bit more physically imposing.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much Tom Hiddleston, but definitely the other two. He doesn't necessarily fit the mold of what fans might expect from the character. He's considerably young for the part, but by the time this film gets made, he would be older than George Lazenby at the time of On Her Majesty's Secret Service's release. I don't know. I didn't know there was that man. I didn't know that person existed.
I wasn't even listening to you. I don't know what you're talking
about. I know. It gets really boring when I talk. 3 out of 5 stars for me talking.
No, it wasn't that. I was trying to focus on what was coming up.
Whatever, dude. We're not doubting his skill as an actor, but this news opens up questions as to whether or not he fits the Bond mold. But the thing is, when they got Daniel Craig to do it, people lost their minds.
Yeah.
They were like, no, he's going to suck.
Yeah. I was that guy. I was that guy. And because Daniel Craig really isn't that good looking of a guy.
But he's probably my favorite one.
Yeah, he is my favorite.
Because he brought like this crazy brutality.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my gosh, James Bond is crazy right now. He is angry, and he has the skills.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he could pull it off, man. I really do.
He probably could. He is a great actor. We're talking Jamie Bell. He's the guy we interviewed a few weeks ago.
We did.
Podcast it if you want to check it out.
It was a good interview.
It was a great interview, and now he could be meeting with producers on the next James Bond. And again, it's a rumor, so nobody really knows.
That's all you get.
That's all you get. Here are a few healthy snacks you can get at a gas station during a road trip.
There are no healthy snacks at
gas
stations.
Yes, there are.
No,
low-sodium beef jerky.
No.
Low-sodium beef jerky?
Low-sodium beef jerky. You're
telling me that is good for me?
It's better than Skittles.
Is it good for me then? Is it good?
It's a healthy snack. Trail mix that doesn't have chocolate in it. Protein bars, some of them. You don't want to eat too much soy, guys. Trust me. Just trust me on that.
Mm-hmm.
And fresh fruit. The hard thing is trusting the fresh fruit quote at gas stations.
That's true.
It's like you look over at the apples and the bananas and you see some flies and then you have to justify it.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I mean, I guess there's flies in my house too, right?
Yeah. I bought a banana once at a gas station.
I've done it.
That, I think, once. One time I did it.
On the last tour I went on, I was doing that crazy diet that we were doing at the gym, and I had to get a lot of just like almonds.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
The raw almonds.
Yeah. And that's all I could have. But I did get beef jerky, too.
Yeah.
I got low sodium beef jerky.
Okay.
It's a good source of protein. And if you get the low sodium.
How about Pringles?
Not so bad on the salt. That's a terrible idea.
Okay.
Pringles, not so good.
How about Swedish fish?
Yeah, man. Those are perfect. That's just
love
this
Swedish
side of a
fish.
Steak as far as healthy
Swedish
snack.
Swedish fish is my fave.
Why?
I don't know. I ate them as a kid. When I was a little kid, I'd go to the grocery store, and there would be, you could get one Swedish fish for a penny. So I'd always ask my mom if I could get a bunch of Swedish fish.
Swedish fish originate.
For a penny.
I wanted to double check this. The fish washed up on U.S. shores in the late 1950s, an import from Swedish confectionery company Malaco.
Mm.
So they really are from Sweden. I'm happy to say that like, they're delicious. That's true. I didn't think they really were from there. People who take a lot of selfies think they're hotter than they are.
Hmm.
This is probably common sense, but we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, because I know I'm not a very attractive person. I don't take selfies because I don't want my ugly mug out there for everybody to see.
You don't have an ugly mug. We all have a couple of friends who take way too many selfies. And this probably won't shock you, but the reason that they do that is because they think the world needs to see their gorgeousness. A new study out of the University of Toronto found that people who take a lot of selfies think they're more attractive than they really are. They also think they're more likable. But in reality, it turns out their friends are more likely to think they're narcissists than people who don't take a bunch of selfies. So, I want to pull up my Instagram feed here. I have so many pictures of Johnny Danger. The last selfie I have...
Does he take a lot of selfies?
Yeah, he will not let go of the phone. The last true selfie I have that I actually took of myself was when I went to see Captain America. And I was so excited about it that I took a picture of my excited face.
Let me see it.
And it's not really that great of a picture. I look like an idiot.
Here's my... This is the last selfie I did.
Oh, damn.
What? What's wrong with that one?
I get it, man. I get that.
Look at Lando. Lando did a bunch. He's got a bunch.
Lando Commando, just rocking and rolling. Mm. If you go to my Instagram feed, at Alotta Mateo, it's A-L-O-T-T-A-M-A-T-T-E-O.
Wow, you spelled that.
Just so people don't get confused. You're going to see a lot of pictures of Johnny Danger. And Beans, I'm in there. Dawn's in there. My bass is in there. There's another Beans picture. I think Johnny and Beans are competing.
Who has the most selfies? Is Beans or little Johnny Danger?
It's Johnny Danger. He's just so photogenic.
There's a lot of cat pictures in there.
Now, does this count as a selfie? I put up a picture. It's a screenshot from something we talked about on our personal Facebooks yesterday. Does that count as a selfie?
I don't think so, because it's too wide.
Selfie is when you take the photo of yourself.
You have to be holding the camera and taking the photo of yourself. That's not a selfie, because somebody else is taking that.
Most of the pictures of me, let's see, there's one, two. There's like two selfies, three.
Well?
I think I got about, if I scroll down over the past like few months, I have about six. And that's over the course of like 3 or 4 months.
Think you're pretty hot stuff or what?
Too hot to try it, man. Is that too many?
No, it's not. No. Compared to other people's Instagrams and Facebook pages, no.
Yeah.
No. It's a constant selfie world we live in.
It is.
It's just constant.
I was thinking about buying a selfie stick for us.
Yeah.
For me, but...
There's a few people that I see in my news feed every day that post new selfies, but it looks like the same photo they took yesterday. And
it's just in a different... Like there's a different background.
They might have a different shirt on. But it's the same picture.
See, we got a message on the Starmie. It's so true. We all have those people on our Facebook and Instagram feeds that post selfies regularly, and personally, they always annoy me. Thanks, Starmie. The Starmie doesn't like the selfie thing. So you better watch out for that. Johnny Depp issued a statement on his impending divorce. Sad to say it, but Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, who have been married for a whopping, 15 months or something like that, are getting... a divorce. Johnny Depp's spokesman issued a statement on his upcoming divorce. He said, quote, given the brevity of this marriage and the most recent and tragic loss of his mother, Johnny will not respond to any of the salacious false stories, gossip, misinformation, and lies about his personal life. Hopefully, the dissolution of this short marriage will be resolved quickly. Meanwhile, there are stories that Johnny's family hated his soon-to-be ex-wife, Amber Heard. Mm. But sources close to Amber say that's not true, and she even made frequent visits to his mother in the hospital before she passed away. I heard that Amber Heard joke. Thank you.
It's too bad.
That's all my news for right now.
All right, when we come back, man, an amazing speech from Ronald Reagan that he did back in 1985.
We've also got a couple movies coming out this weekend you might want to check out.
We'll talk about the spelling bee that went down. That's right, the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Don't forget to head over to our Facebook and check out the video of what a six-month-old baby in Florida just did. Broke world records and probably scared many parents.
Yeah, good parent or bad parent? That's what I want to know. Hang out with us. We'll be back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Sometime back, I received in the name of our country the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. I said then that there is a special sadness that accompanies the death of servicemen, for we're never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our powers to repay. And so when a serviceman dies, it's a tear in the fabric, a break in the whole, and all we can do is remember. It is, in a way, an odd thing to honor those who died in defense of our country, in defense of us, in wars far away. The imagination plays a trick. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us.
Ronald Reagan in 1985 talking to the Vietnam veterans. It's Memorial Weekend. Thanks to all those who sacrificed their lives.
Definitely. Also, thank you for making me very sad.
Don't be sad, man.
Just reflective.
Big weekend. Big Memorial Day weekend. Mattresses are on sale. Barbecues are on sale. Tons of stuff. No. Stop buying stuff this weekend.
It's bigger than that.
That's right.
Let's go.
7:15. Good morning.
High today of 80 degrees.
How's everybody doing out there on the road?
So far, everybody's doing a good job. I think a lot of people might have just taken Friday off. Get ready for a big four-day weekend, if you count today.
A lot of people probably on the road traveling.
Yeah, including Stevnia, which is my pet name for Steve-O.
Yeah, he's not leaving until like noon.
No, they changed it.
Okay.
He was telling me, he filled me in yesterday. He was okay. Because he was totally considering, he's like, maybe I'll just come in for the show. And Dex and I were both like, no, quit.
Yeah, we need a break. Just kidding, Steve.
Dex wants his blood pressure to like neutralize.
Oh man, that's why I'm feeling so good this morning.
You're feeling pretty calm.
Yeah,
man, you're really not sweating.
My chest isn't tight.
Yeah. But anyway, they ended up leaving, or they're supposed to leave at like 9.
Okay, because
Chrissy got everything she had to do done yesterday.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
If you're driving anywhere, be safe. We got a text in on the live line, and there was a truck driver.
Yep.
Who was listening in and. And he said, keep me awake, man.
He said he needs his Monday podcast. And so we said, well, you're not really going to get it.
Sorry, man, you know, but hey, you'll be okay. You'll be fine. I told him, make sure you don't have the air conditioning blowing on your face.
Come on, man.
10-4, copy that.
Bell's palsy.
Hey, he says let me know when you want that air horn live on the radio.
What? Well, you should call in right
now,
good buddy.
It's 505-338-3700.
I'll let you have that one.
Oh, yeah, dude. I didn't even feel like it was mine to take. I just took it.
Well, Steve-O just takes it. Oh. He takes it, but I'll give you one.
That's okay? All. That's the only one I want.
338-3700.
I didn't even want it.
338-3700.
Why do you take such ownership over the phone number?
I don't know, man. It's just my thing. I
feel like it's a control thing?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah?
It's
is it your selfie that you take every day?
Oh, well, I guess you could.
Think about it.
I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Maybe it's time to start delegating that phone number out to other people.
I feel like, you know what it's like?
What?
It's like if you're driving and somebody reaches over and grabs the wheel.
Oh,
that's what it feels like to me. Because I'm the pilot. I'm the captain of the ship over here. Mm. So you basically have reached over and you're pushing buttons. You're grabbing the wheel. You're yanking on it.
Gosh, it sounds horrible. And so I want to apologize.
It's okay.
Right now. I want to say, hey, guess what? That was my bad.
No worries. You didn't know.
I'm going to do it again, but that was my bad.
Yeah, if you're the truck driver, call us up. We'd love to have you do the big horn on the air.
That's my favorite thing ever. Yeah. We want to hear it.
Yeah, I don't know why I get so pumped up when I hear that on the radio, but I just get pumped up. And I love going on road trips because the family and I were always rolling down the window. We got another one! And then you're sitting there.
Yep.
Come on! We want to hear it!
Come on, Mr. Jude! Let's hear it!
And you know what? A lot of truck drivers do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Every once in a while they don't, but... 10-4, good buddy.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I just happen to be a truck driver. Got a horn.
Can we hear it?
All right. Give me two shakes of dog's tail.
What?
All right.
Yeah!
I got the chills right now.
He's got the chills.
Man.
Also, he's sweating. I don't know how you do the two at the same time, but he's doing it.
Hey, where are you driving to?
All right.
Where are you headed?
What's that?
Where are you headed?
No, I'm sticking around in town today, kind of making some local money. I don't want to head out too much, you know?
Okay.
Memorial Day weekend.
That's good.
All right, man.
That's real nice.
Yeah,
that's
good, got man. Barbecue plans.
Barbecue mm-hmm. plans.
Good. Well, enjoy that weekend, man.
Hey, you do the same.
Appreciate
Keep you. Keep the big wheels rolling.
That's right. Keep them big wheels rolling.
Keep the big wheels rolling.
Man, I'm going to be a truck driver.
No, you don't.
For a day.
Okay. That makes sense. I could see doing a truck driving thing for a day.
I wouldn't want to be alone though. I want to be someone's sidekick on the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be alone would be awful. I would kill another family. I'd kill somebody on the road cuz I'd fall asleep.
Why would you kill? You just don't go in with that attitude. Definitely. Well, don't go in with that attitude.
You know, I think you need a sidekick when you're a truck driver.
Think so?
Mhm. It makes the drive a little bit better.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you want to be a truck driver with me?
Nope. I had enough of that when I was in a van.
Oh, for a yeah, long right. Time. Well, you were the driver, too.
I drove a lot. That is very true.
All right, let's switch gears.
Let's do it.
If you will.
I'd love to. I'd love to switch gears with you right now. But I'm not going to take the wheel again, so you be the one.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It's become second nature to just type any question that pops into your mind into Google. But, you know, they keep logs of that stuff, right? They do, actually.
Yeah.
You Google something, well, it's there. The website estately.com just analyzed Google searches from the past 12 years to figure out what weird question people in every state Google more than anyone else. Results are amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Let me pull up this map.
Here's some of the highlights. Hawaii. What are they Googling in Hawaii? What are they searching on the Googler in Hawaii?
Think about it. A lot of people go to Hawaii because they feel lost or because they want to escape.
That's true.
Because they feel the daily pressures, the daily grind. They're sick of it. And Hawaii is known as one of probably the vacation spot of the United States.
They actually get the award for the deepest question.
Deepest question.
What is the meaning of life?
That's what the most people are Googling in Hawaii. It makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
Seriously. I could totally see, like, even DJ Boss Man Dan, who thinks he knows everything. I can see him out there and being, like, just reflective, looking at that ocean. Turn around,
so
there's
blue.
A volcano.
Oh, look at that.
What's
eruption.
That surfer guy doing? Why does it smell like that?
Look at those sharks and eating
then,
that guy.
Yeah, and then he's like, what is the meaning of life?
Oh, man.
I could totally see it.
Yeah. I get it.
I get it, too. I'm with you guys.
Let's see here. Louisiana gets the award for the shallowest question on Google.
Okay.
When is WrestleMania?
Amen. That is another. That is a deep question. Even down in the bayou,
yeah!
There are mysteries.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they're all Googling? When is WrestleMania?
You got the skunk squatch and when is WrestleMania?
Well, for future reference, it's late March or early April.
Okay.
I Googled that this morning.
Now,
I worry about people of South Dakota, since their most common question is, why is my poop green?
Oh.
Yes. And I have...
That's strange.
I remember, I didn't have Google back then, but I remember discovering that when I was probably high school, and I thought I was dying.
Can you pull the music down real quick? I just realized something. You don't know where Mississippi is on a map.
Oh, I don't?
You don't know where Mississippi is on a map.
Darn it, I should have looked.
Guys.
I totally guessed.
Okay, so Dex made a list of the best questions, and he included Mississippi because that's where I'm from. And he totally
I was hoping you wouldn't look at the map.
You totally put the question from Arkansas.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's not here,
uh-huh.
Is it here?
Tennessee. That is Missouri.
Oh, my God. Here?
That's Mississippi.
Okay.
Which is a way better question.
Sorry, I don't spend much time on the East Coast.
I'm so happy that you don't know your map.
Oh, well.
Okay, anyway, back to the thing.
Thanks for embarrassing me.
You're welcome.
A little embarrassed.
Feels good to me. Fail.
What's the question for Mississippi, then?
Who killed Tupac?
Oh, man. That's a good one.
The question in Arkansas, though, was just as asinine. Who won the Civil War?
Yeah. I like Mississippi's. That's good.
Hey, who killed Tupac?
It was Suge Knight, right?
I don't know.
He never got convicted of that. Let's see here. Where are we at? South Dakota. Yeah, we already talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
Kansas. How to make meth.
Oh, gosh.
Kansas was that the most common Google search was how to make meth.
I'm surprised it's not New Mexico. Georgia's is why are my nipples so sore?
Okay.
I can't answer that for you, Georgia.
All right. Texas was where is the internet? Come on, Texas. I can't talk. I don't even know where Mississippi is.
That's
on a map.
Great, man. No, it's okay. Missouri said, am I a psycho? I'm going to go ahead and say, if you're Googling it, then yes. But the good news is you're self-aware.
Kentucky. Yeah. Read Kentucky.
How to make a baby.
You got
to
be kidding me.
No, we're not sure.
Kentucky. South Carolina searched, where's my phone?
Oh, gosh.
Where's my phone? And you're probably wondering about New Mexico. This one just doesn't really make sense at all. I don't understand this.
Let's do it.
Do you understand this?
No idea.
The Google search in New Mexico is how to be emo.
How to be emo.
Come on. I don't understand. How to be emo. How do you be emo?
Now that we talk about it, it's a pretty good question.
You have to grow your hair long.
Your bangs swoopy long. In the face.
Yeah, and then you have to kind of tilt your head.
Wear all
to
black.
To the side. Yeah.
Paint your nails black. Hands and feet.
Well, isn't that goth?
Well, but goth bled into emo.
Oh.
Goth was a more like, we need Beenix in here. He could explain it.
Why don't we just Google how to be emo?
Let's Google how to be emo.
I'm doing it right now.
All right, here's some pictures.
Yeah, I mean, it's emo. The number one thing that popped up because we are in New Mexico.
Yep, see, you got the
hair.
There's
the swoopy
side.
Hair.
She's
keep an open
black.
Mind, it says.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, tell the difference between emo and other stereotypes. All right, let's buckle down on this one a little bit. Emo and scene are usually very hard to differentiate for some people, mostly because the haircuts and makeup almost the same.
Yeah, okay.
Though being emo and being seen are two very different things.
Okay, what is scene?
Okay, scene. We're gonna let me. Emo
I don't know what that is
a subculture that deals with self-expression and self-exploration, terrifying, usually through singing, writing, playing an instrument, etc. From the looks, emo people wear dark colors, black, maroon, dark blue, etc. From skinny jeans and band t-shirts, then add a small splash of color with neon-studded belts and bracelets. Scene is about fashion.
Oh.
If you're seen, you're going to dye your hair in wacky colors and wear light-colored clothes.
Okay.
The hair is usually raven and straight and can have a few colorful strands. That's emo. But if you're seen, then you're going like poof of color here. And then I've also got on this teal shirt. Yeah.
Wow. learning so much about
All right, New Mexico. Know what emo is. Emo is not about self-harm or self-loathing.
Really? Because I thought it was.
I know. That's a common misconception. That's all. It's just, those are normal things occurring among human beings, and it has been among human beings since the dawn of time. I feel like an emo wrote this, and they're totally justifying it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Emo is short for emotional or emotive hardcore, and is a subgenre of hardcore punk that began in the 1980s. In the 90s, bands like Sunny Day Real Estate, Jawbreaker, and Jimmy Eat World were coincidentally called emo due to their emotional lyrical content. Huh. Since the 90s, emo has also had its roots in indie rock and pop punk. Bands like Texas Is the Reason, Thursday, Sunny Day Real Estate, and Cap'n Jazz are all emo bands.
All right. Makes sense.
I'm getting depressed just reading this.
Yeah, okay. Well, we know all about being emo now. So
Waverly got classified as an emo band recently.
Really?
Yeah. No. So there's a magazine called Alternative Press, and they have a website. And it was, our video, part one, popped up on some, like, top 10 bands emo something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. And it was like, well, there's Waverly. That's... I didn't know we were emo. Wasn't that sad?
You're emo, man. On our last one, this is where I grew up, Montana.
Yep.
The Google search was how to move to Canada.
You're right there. Can't you just walk across?
Yeah, you just head north.
Okay.
Well, where I live, you just head, well, anywhere in Montana, you got to head north if you want to go to Canada.
Yeah.
There you go. Some weird, weird Google questions.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I'm glad I know where Mississippi is on a map now.
I'm proud of you.
Appreciate that.
One day we'll learn who killed Tupac.
When we come back, we have that spelling bee. That's right. Scripps National Spelling Bee went down. Man, it was intense, too. It was intense. We got all the highlights coming up.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus. Entertainment.
Sing that Steve Perry again.
Don't stop believing. Oh,
oh. There it is.
Gosh, that's good.
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead.
I just love to sing, guys. I just love it.
Because with us, it's all about harmony.
Harmony.
Radio lives on in our minds and hearts because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump secured enough delegates to formally secure the Republican nomination.
Many of the countries in our world are absolutely abusing us and taking advantage of us.
Memorial Day weekend, AAA projects 38 million people will go 50 miles or more, the most since 2005.
Hundreds of protesters rallied for higher wages at McDonald's corporate headquarters.
The affluenza mom indicted on charges of helping her son run away to Mexico.
Dustin Diamond apparently violated his probation.
Cleanup in northern Kansas after a tornado stayed on the ground for an hour and a half.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first implantable drug to treat dependence on opioids.
Baylor University demoting school president Ken Starr and firing football coach Art Briles over the university's handling of sex assault complaints against players.
Two Navy fighter jets crashed into the ocean off North Carolina.
Fewer people needed unemployment.
The Associated Press says little has changed in the year since it first looked at airport perimeter security.
Hello. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's good to be with you. Dex and Teo this morning.
Dex,
7:42.
Teo. High today of 80 degrees. Now, people are starting to get out and about. But I don't see any accidents showing up on the map. So that's great, guys. Start your Memorial Day weekend off strong.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch, right here at Calvary. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Come down. Get some great coffee. Get some breakfast. They got some good sandwiches for lunch. Soups. 338-3700. Call the show if you'd like. Contribute. Maybe you got a question. Maybe you need help. Skip it. Skipping again.
Did you put the CD in wrong? Did you smudge it? You smudged it.
Let me take it out and blow on it. Stupid CDs, man. Oh, well. I wish they would actually come up with something where we could digitally put in the CD into a
computer. I wish we had an invisible resource where I could type in any question I have and get a probable answer.
That'd be nice, right?
Yeah, be like an invisible encyclopedia.
So excited, guys, because, well, it went down over the weekend.
Yeah, it did.
Scripps National Spelling Bee. It's my favorite time of year. I watch it every year. I don't really, no. But I do look forward to the highlights of the National Spelling Bee. Can I give you some from the past?
Please.
This is one of my favorites. This is titled The Greatest Spelling Bee Fail of All Time.
Okay.
Okay, this is from the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
I'd love to hear it.
Please repeat the word.
Heron.
What's the word again?
Heron.
Hairwink?
Heron.
Hair row?
Heron.
Hairline?
What?
Heron.
Hurling?
What?
What?
Heron.
Repeat, repeat the word.
Heron. Heron.
Did he fall out of his
seat?
Heron.
Herring.
Hair, no.
Heron.
Herring?
No.
What?
Heron.
Hair one?
Close.
Heron.
Heroin?
Heroin?
No. May please speak the word, please.
Heron.
May please give me the definition.
A wading bird that has a long neck and legs, a long tapering bill with a sharp point and sharp cutting edges.
Heron. H-E-R-O-N. Heron.
Yeah!
Idiot.
Yeah!
But he got it right.
He got it right. It only took him 2 minutes.
Hairline? Harry? Barman?
Karen.
Concrete? Did you say concrete?
Another one of my favorites. We played part of this clip this morning. This kid, well, he probably celebrated a little too prematurely.
Kabara Goya.
Kabara Goya. I know it! I know it! I totally know it! Okay. Kabara Goya. C-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A. Kabara Goya. What?
No. No.
Kabara Goya is spelled K-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A.
Oh.
What?
Man.
Sorry, kiddo. How old was that dude?
Talk about intense. I don't know. Maybe 15? I don't know.
That stinks. He did not know it.
The pressures of the spelling bee are intense,
man. He said,
man.
What?
Just intense. So, the Scripps National Spelling Bee ended in a tie for the third consecutive year Thursday night.
Mm.
Let's get to our first clip here. I don't even know how to pronounce her name. Nihar Janga. Nihar Janga. Janga.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Nihar Janga. She was at the Scripps National Spelling Bee yesterday. Nihar Janga.
Okay.
Here she is, trying to spell Feldenkrais. Okay.
Feldenkrais.
Thank you.
Feldenkrais. Can I have the definition?
Feldenkrais doesn't really have a definition. It is used for a system of aided body movements intended to increase body awareness and ease tension. So I guess that's its definition. That's what it's used for. It's a trademark.
Can I have the language of origin?
It's from a trademark. Feldenkrais.
Feldenkrais. F E L D E N K R A I S. Feldenkrais.
Boom!
Correct.
Can you believe that?
Nailed it.
Man! Man!
That person, that individual, Nihar, is a mind reader and probably an alien.
Probably right.
I feel like we need to look into that.
Well, how about this this person, Jerram Hathwar.
Jerram?
Thank you.
Jerram?
Can you pronounce this word? What do you think that, how do you pronounce that?
Gesellschaft?
Gesellschaft.
Okay.
Gesellschaft.
Gesellschaft.
Thank you.
Gesellschaft. May I have the definition?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
a rationally developed mechanistic type of social relationship characterized by impersonally contracted associations between persons.
What? Gesellschaft, is this from a German word?
Yes, it is.
Gesellschaft. G-E-S-E-L-L-S-C-H-A-F-T. Gesellschaft.
That is correct.
Boom. We got a tie. Why the heck don't they have tiebreakers at the spelling bee?
They really don't?
No, they don't.
So this that was is the it. Third they both won.
Consecutive year that there's been a tie.
Gosh, they each receive a trophy and $45,000 yep. in cash and prizes.
That's right.
Man, mm-hmm. I got to get me on that cash and prizes train.
Yeah, well, you gotta start teaching Johnny Danger how to spell.
He cannot spell, and he never will be able to spell.
Sure he will.
No.
Yep.
Because we're going to homeschool him. Just kidding. Sorry, that was a knock. That was a knock on homeschoolers.
I was homeschooled.
I apologize.
As you can tell, I didn't even know where Mississippi was on the map.
I know, and somebody actually emailed us making fun of you and misspelled Mississippi. I'm not kidding. Look at this.
Let me
refresh
oh,
here.
Oh, man, that's yeah, great.
But I think they could be from Mississippi because it says, Dex, Mississippi is not on the East Coast like you said. It's on the Gulf Coast. Come on, man.
Yeah, I know.
But it's M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
It's funny because growing up in Montana, anything east to us was East Coast. I mean, it was just that was east.
Yeah. Well, the East Coast.
I never in my life said the Gulf Coast.
Mississippi is the Gulf Coast.
I've never said that in
Let's
my life.
Let's go over them. Texas.
Louisiana,
Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Gulf Coast.
Okay. Well, East Coast to me. Sorry, man.
It's okay.
Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I. I S I S I P P N I I.
What? Did you put a D in there?
No.
Mississippi.
All right, let's jump into some news. Love that spelling bee, man. Just love it.
The spelling bee is a fascinating look into the education of the world.
Kabara Goya.
Kabara Goya. I know it. I know it.
No, you
I
don't.
Totally know it.
No, you don't.
That's my favorite.
Funky voice, boy. No,
I
you
know
don't.
It.
You don't know it. And you never will.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber is getting sued over Sorry.
Yeah, this song right here. Landon's favorite song. I'll never forget Landon.
That video.
Landon. He was doing a Musical.ly, and he was doing it to Justin Bieber's Sorry, and he flipped backwards on the couch and hit his head on the middle of where the what would you call that, right in the middle of the couch?
I don't know, the framing.
I guess the framing, and he.
He heard
himself, so he's filming himself, and he's got that, oh gosh, I just cracked my head open.
Pretty good.
So, so this part in the Justin Bieber song, apparently, White Hinterland?
Hang on.
White Hinterland.
Whoa.
What do you think?
Oh man.
Think they're gonna win?
Let me hear the beat.
I don't know how much I got here. Got 18 seconds out of it. No time for flowers. I think it's just really over the
it sounded just like it. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Is this them over each other?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Right? They lifted that.
Oh,
they
man.
Totally lifted it and then put a little tail on it.
Bieber, you might be in big trouble there.
Oh, I don't know if it's too late to say sorry for that.
He probably made so much money off that song.
I think it is too late to say sorry for that. That's pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, Bieber.
Biebs.
New in theaters this week. We got a couple of new movies.
Oh, let's watch the trailers.
All
Which
right,
one
let's
first?
Do it. Let's do Alice in Wonderland. Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, I'm excited for this one.
I'm not taking either of those.
Too long, and do mind your step. And you know you're going to
fall. Yeah. Did you like the first one?
I thought it was okay. I didn't really care about it.
It didn't. Yeah, I didn't. Really.
It didn't do it for me, you know.
Yeah, I was hoping for something.
The first one was also directed by Tim Burton. In my opinion, Tim Burton is hit or miss.
So this one isn't.
No, this is directed by somebody else.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name, but Alice travels back in time to find the young Mad Hatter, save him from a dark future. That puts her up against the incarnation of Time, who is played by Sacha Baron Cohen. Mia Wazowski returns as Alice. Johnny Depp will always be the Mad Hatter forever, and Helena Bonham Carter and Anne Hathaway are back as the Red and White Queens.
Cool.
In case you've forgotten, this was also Alan Rickman's final movie. He passed away back in January. You know him as Severus Snape in the Harry Potter movies, but he's Absalom the Blue Caterpillar in Alice movies.
Oh. Yeah,
that's sad.
It is.
Go see it in his memory. The other big movie this weekend, X-Men Apocalypse.
Doesn't it ever wake you up in the middle of the night?
Spooky thing?
The feeling that someday they'll come for you and your children. I feel a great swirl of pity for the poor soul that comes to my school looking for trouble.
That's scary.
Some believe that the first mutant was born thousands of years ago.
I'm pretty surprised when you said yesterday that you were kind of like, I'm not really looking forward to this.
X-Men has never been my thing. Huh. Dawn loves the X-Men. We'll probably end up going to see this. And I loved Days of Future Past.
Oh, it was so good.
First Class and Days of Future Past, and then X2. I loved those.
Yeah, those
movies.
Are really, really good.
Loved them. The Wolverine movies.
I like those. They were good.
Whatever. I'm like, whatever.
Wolverine is supposed to be making an appearance in this one, huh?
Supposedly. Yes, and it's a Wolverine we've never seen before. It's still Hugh Jackman. And they're making another Wolverine movie right now, and it's going to be Hugh Jackman's last turn as the character.
Man, he had a good run.
What I am excited about is Nightcrawler is in this one. A young Nightcrawler. And I loved Nightcrawler in X2. Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spider-Man was always more my thing. X-Men, not so much. But Steve-O loves the X-Men.
Yeah.
He loves all the comics.
They're fun movies.
He loves every one of them. So, those are the two big movies coming out this weekend, Alice Through the Looking Glass and X-Men Apocalypse. Will you see one? We can't know that. Nielsen has released the list of the most watched broadcast shows last season. Again, this is only the main broadcast network, so cable juggernauts like The Walking Dead and Game of Thrones are not included. So this is like ABC, NBC, CBS.
Fox,
those things. Okay, top spots. Sunday Night Football. The Big Bang Theory, NCIS, NFL Thursday Night Football, and Empire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never watched The Big Bang Theory, and that is supposed to be one of the best sitcoms of all time.
I've seen a couple, and as much as I love nerd stuff and science and comic books, I wasn't impressed with Big Bang Theory. I didn't think it was that funny.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to watch a few more. My father-in-law loves it.
Yeah,
and I probably do. I bet if I started them and then watched them straight through, I'd be like, yeah, it's a funny show. Because I love cheesy shows. Love them.
It's hard to have a good sitcom.
It is hard to have. You got to bring them back on Netflix, man. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to do it. You know what? I got really sad last night because Dawn and I watched the last episode of Nashville.
Oh.
Our primetime soap, man. It's
gone. Did it leave you hanging?
Bye,
or was
Deacon.
It a good? Was it a good ending?
Yes, it was a great ending.
Okay.
It tied up a lot of stuff except for one thing that they left just dangling out there in the universe.
Think Netflix will pick it up?
One giant thing. I don't know. I hope somebody picks it up, but then I kind of don't because everybody else's story tied up really well.
Hmm.
All the other stories, it was like, that's a definitive conclusion. That's a definitive conclusion. That's a definitive conclusion. Man, they're doing a really good, okay, never mind.
They'll probably.
They just left a giant, giant cliffhanger for a couple of characters. That's how the soaps do, though.
Yeah. Get you hooked, man.
That's what they do.
All right, we got more news coming up, 8 o'clock hour, on the way. We will talk about dream vacations. If money was you didn't have to worry about money, take that out of the equation, where would you want to go? Where's your dream vacation? They surveyed some people. 15% would want to go to this place. Talk about that. Good morning, Stormy. Hang out.
You will awake in the morning and start to see.
The morning.
Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Memorial Day weekend, a time to remember, and a time
to save big on tires and car stereos.
Honor, sacrifice,
and incredible bargains on patio furniture, barbecue grills, and much more.
So this weekend, take some time to reflect and
don't miss out on the huge deals this Memorial Day weekend.
Because this schizophrenic weekend is brought to you by Freedom.
Good morning.
Hey.
Memorial Day weekend is all about the people that lost their lives. Protecting us. Protecting our freedoms.
And some fantastic sales at your favorite retailer.
No, no. No. 804, good morning.
High today of 80 degrees. Let's take a look at the road. Traffic. Looks like there's a disabled vehicle and the shoulder is blocked at I-40 East and 4th Street. It's exit 159A. Watch out for that, guys. And no more accidents showing up on my map. If you see one, you can tell us about it. You can text us at 585-LIVE or whatever. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
You're so good, man. How do you... No wonder Landon likes Bieber so much. You sound just like
Thanks,
him.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Got that podcast if you only get a little bit of the show every morning. You guys can go to Google Play. You can go to iTunes. Just search Morning Invasion. Monday, of course, most of you have it off, but we'll have a best of show running. So no podcast on Monday, guys. Just to let you know. You guys freak out when the podcast doesn't get up there.
Just freak out.
I get it, though. I used to be one of those guys. Remember when I used to text you? Because I used to podcast Steve-O and Teo all the time. Yeah. And when something would happen and it wouldn't show up,
you'd be like, hey! Hey!
Come on, guys! Get with it! You were screwing up my routine!
I know. And now you've come to learn that our system is not always reliable.
It's actually a lot better than when you guys were doing it.
Really?
It was never updating.
Dang, dude.
I know, man. Just embarrassing.
Hey, what's up with that, y'all?
Pretty embarrassing.
Hey, what's up with that?
I got to tell you, though.
What?
Working here.
Yeah?
It's an upgrade. As far as the things that we have. I mean, we have webcams.
Well, look out for that.
You can watch us in the studio.
Free breakfast.
You know? The podcast, you know, gets updated. It's a beautiful podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though we had a podcast before.
It's a beautiful podcast. Just beautiful.
What else is, we get the Solomon's Porch.
There it is.
In the morning.
Yeah, they help us out. Help us with traffic.
The people here, beautiful people. Just beautiful
people. Beautiful people. Just beautiful.
Inside people. And out, man. Just beautiful people. Yeah, it's been good. It's definitely an upgrade.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Speaking of upgrades.
Don't take it for granted, okay?
I will. Posted a video on our Facebook of a six-month-old baby named Zyla. She's the youngest water skier in the world.
They say anything about a good parent or bad parent? Because when I first watched it, I thought bad parent.
Uh-huh. Carly says, wow, pretty crazy. And cool. The baby seemed pretty safe, and the boat didn't seem to be going too fast, or fast enough for her to get hurt. So she looks pretty strapped in. So I guess I'd say good parent.
What about the hands being super glued?
Yeah, we haven't revealed that yet because we don't know if that's true.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, pool boy. Man, it's been a couple days since
we
talked,
man.
Well, I'm barely getting my voice back from this weekend.
What were you doing?
Well, I had all my family down. My son graduated. We went to the Chihuahuas game Friday, the graduation Saturday, White Sands and Ruidoso Sunday.
Man, you're a busy guy.
Yeah, man, and I was just screaming at the top of my lungs when my son was, so when he was walking, I was like, yeah, and that was it.
Hey, congratulations to your son.
Appreciate it, man. He's with me right now, man. He's working with me 3 days out of the week.
Good.
Dang.
Welcome to the real world now, right?
I know. We're depositing our checks right now, so it's pretty cool.
Just go ahead and put it in my bank account.
Yeah, I know. Mine's already gone. It doesn't even matter. So
that's how I feel.
Yeah, that's what happens.
But yeah, that baby, I don't think that was too bad. The mom was running along with him, you know?
Yeah, no, it wasn't that bad. It was pretty cool that baby could...
How do you think that baby was hanging on, though? Because that's incredible.
I, I think there was some kind of like fishing line or something that you can't see or something.
Had to be, right?
I don't know. Maybe the baby really just held on.
Just has an incredible G.I. Joe grip.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kung Fu grip. That's what it is.
That's the one. Yeah. Man, it's pretty remarkable.
Maybe most babies would be able to do that, but they're the first people to ever do it.
Yeah.
Hey, my son said it was green screen, like the moon landing.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Probably right.
All right, man. You guys have a good weekend,
you
man.
You too,
hey,
bud.
Before, hey, don't hang up yet.
Hang up.
What's up?
Let me ask you this question before you hang up. If money was not an issue, what dream vacation would you want to go on if money was not an issue?
Money was not an issue. What dream vacation? Dude, man, I'd have to go like to... I don't know. I'd have to go somewhere...
Exotic?
Yeah, I'd want to do like I want to do like the full African experience.
Oh, an African safari.
Okay. A safari.
Yeah, like
safari.
I want to see lions up close. I want to see them attack gazelles.
Yeah,
but hey, check out the video of a guy getting attacked by a tiger when he's on an elephant. I just saw it yesterday on Facebook.
No!
No, listen, check it out. The tiger, you can't even see him. He's in these weeds. All of a sudden, he pounces, and he jumps as high as the elephant, and they don't show it, but he nips the guy's hand, and then the guy starts, you know, they show the hand bleeding, but you got to see it, man. It's nuts.
Well, what happens to the tiger? Do they kill it?
No, they don't show anything. Okay. They didn't say anything, but, you know, just you guys got to watch it, man.
All right, I might do it.
Watch it right away.
No.
All right, I'm not going to, but okay.
No, it doesn't. They don't show nothing gruesome, man, at all, but just the way that tiger jumps that high, it's just nuts.
I'll check it out.
That's crazy.
All right, man, I love you guys.
Love you too. All right, let's jump right into this here. That's that, everybody. Where would you go on vacation if you were rich? If money was not an issue, where would you go on your dream vacation? Text line is open at 585-LIVE.
Tell us.
You can call us at 338-3700. Pool Boy said African safari.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want to go on an African safari.
I
don't want to get eaten by a lion or, a lion. I mean, tigers aren't in a safari.
They're around.
I guess.
In the jungle waiting. They're more in Asia, though.
What did you say you would...
Australia/New Zealand.
See, I'd stay out of Australia.
Down under.
There's a lot of giant monsters
snakes,
that live in Australia.
Sharks, lizards, dragons, dinosaurs.
Even though Australia's beautiful aliens. This time of year.
Just beautiful.
Let's see here. 49% would take a trip around the world on a dream. If money was not an issue, they'd go around the world.
Yep.
You know what? I want to Google. Will you Google this for me?
I got you, bro.
Around the world packages. Is there a package you could buy where it takes you around the world?
I'm going to say travel package.
Like a travel around the world tour?
Let's see here.
I wonder how much that sets you back. But
okay.
30 grand a person?
Travel around the world. AroundTheWorldTours.com. Let's see here. They say it's the journey of a lifetime.
Man.
Main questions.
I feel like that's what I want to do.
What does it stand for?
Do I get to pick my destinations?
How much? This is the big one.
Oh, man. Okay. Tell me it's under 20 grand.
So it breaks down your expenses per day. So if you're going to developing countries, you're going to spend about $20 a day. If you're rocking developed countries, $50 a day. That's a low budget.
That's not bad at all.
But say that you are first class. Expenses in developing countries, daily $70. Expenses in developed countries, $150 a day.
That doesn't seem like a whole lot. But how long does it take? How long is it my trip?
So this high budget, these are decent budget hotels or B&Bs, unlimited drinks. You'll be happy about that, you lush. Decent restaurants and enjoy activities. Okay, so, look at this.
Here's my credit card. Just go ahead.
Okay, I'll put it in. 3 months. You've got 8 months.
3 months?
4 months.
That's a lot. Really?
A couple sharing rooms for 1 year around the world.
That's what I want to do. One year. Leslie, we're booking this.
It's 13,000 U.S. all included per person.
You and I, Leslie, we're going to book this. Nana Joe can take care of the kids.
So, okay. So that's, it's $13,000 U.S. all included per person plus $4,000 U.S. RTW ticket. So it's going to cost you about $17,000
a piece. You guys hold my spot here for a year?
I can't do that. Okay. I can't make that promise.
Can I check in from around the world?
Yes. You can call in and say, hey, what's up? And then that'll justify keeping you around.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay. Sweden.
Love Sweden.
I would want to go on a tour of Europe. I was telling Dex earlier, I have a friend that I used to work with at Forever 21, and she is doing that right now.
Yeah.
She's been saving up for this for years, and now she's just traveling around Europe.
If you don't have kids, you're not married, maybe you are married. Maybe that's something you do together. But if you're single, I would not recommend a woman doing that alone, though. I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't know.
You should tell her to come back.
Fiji, if there's good fishing there.
Fiji always seemed like that tropical destination that looks amazing in the pictures, but I heard,
okay, somebody's answering us about the kid on the thing. It says Gorilla Glue.
Oh, Gorilla Glue.
I heard it's tested on babies. Good. Quote, if it can hold your baby on water, it can even hold your strange uncle's daughter.
Oh, good.
Thank you for that.
We're talking about the dream vacations. If money was not an issue... Like I said, 49% would take a trip around the world. 40% would go see the seven wonders of the world.
Nice.
Yes.
Are they still around?
Yes, they
are. I would want to see the seven ancient wonders of the world. I don't care about the ones now. I've seen them. I can go on the internet.
Mm-hmm. 38% would take a private plane to an exotic island. Ooh. That'd be nice. 15% would want to go to space.
Yeah, somebody just said money not being an issue, the moon.
The moon? I just feel like, I don't know. I mean, going to space would be cool, but I don't want to go on vacation to space. There's nothing to do up there.
Dude, there's tons of stuff, and you have you can explore.
Explore
the space.
What?
All of it.
Yeah, there's nothing
forever.
Out there. Yeah, well.
Run out of oxygen and then just go to sleep.
There's nothing on the moon. What are you going to explore? It's just all dirt and
mountains. It's not easy being the moon. You know that? You're always in the sun's shadow. Can't ever quite live up to the hype.
Yeah.
Half the time, people don't even get to see your entire body.
I mean, it'd be kind of fun to visit somebody on like the space station that's been up there for.
Well, if you went to the moon, you could go check out all the stuff that's all the junk we left there.
That's true.
Supposedly, and you could confirm if we really win or not. Ooh, there's money to be made. Okay, Bora Bora. Ireland, Israel, Australia, New Zealand, Scotland. Somebody has not made up their mind. Narnia or Gallifrey in the TARDIS? Okay. Enough said. I'd go to Germany or travel around the country in Scotland or Ireland.
Okay.
Maybe instead of a trip around the world, I would travel to all the different places where my family and friends are because that's the only reason I like to vacation anyway.
Okay.
This person's keeping it a little bit more terrestrial. They say go to every 49er game during the regular season.
Wow. Well, money wasn't an issue.
You could.
You could definitely do that.
I would go live in Australia all summer long.
When I was 18, I got to go to Europe.
Yeah.
And we went to Germany, Austria, Switzerland.
Nice.
And Italy.
Nice.
And it was one of the coolest trips I've ever been on.
Was it beautiful?
It was beautiful.
Beautiful there. Space, the final frontier, says this person. Also, you'd get to see your poop float.
Yeah.
If you're in space, which that's an interesting thing I've never thought about, but it does sound kind of cool, so who knows?
Yeah, you know, I recommend when you turn 18, when you graduate, that's the time you just kind of go.
Mm-hmm.
You should experience another country.
Yeah, but what if you're, like you were saying earlier, what if you're just a young person and you're off wandering Europe by yourself and then terrible things happen?
Well, I always recommend going with somebody, but a woman should never be traveling alone, I don't think, because it's very dangerous in other countries. Just ask Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
His daughter got kidnapped three times. Well, twice, and then his ex-wife got kidnapped.
I don't know Liam Neeson. I can't talk to him.
Just saying. I don't think it's a good idea.
This person says, if money is no object, I would purchase the Getty Museum and make it my permanent vacation home. That's Thebes.
Okay.
Shout out to Thebes. He's the best.
The survey also found only 53% of us are taking a vacation this summer.
Really?
We're hopefully going to plan a trip down to San Diego.
Ooh.
That's where a lot of my family lives. So, we love San Diego.
San Diego.
The ocean is just so beautiful there.
It is beautiful.
The weather's just so, so nice.
Okay, here we go. South America, brand new socks every day.
I don't know, man. South America, dangerous. I don't want to go anywhere dangerous.
Zika virus.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Everywhere is dangerous.
Nah,
you live in Albuquerque.
San Diego's not.
Do you remember the other day when we had a person come to town and they were literally just talking and it got violent? We live in a dangerous place.
That's true.
So you can't really use that as an excuse.
Yeah, but I live in the Northeast Heights. I don't go downtown very often.
It's beautiful, but it's dangerous. There are snakes. There are bears. There are serial killers.
Stay close to the mountain if you live in Albuquerque.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of dangerous things here.
Okay, here's a good one. I would go to every major city around the world. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
See how all the big cities operate.
The same.
Yeah. It's too congested. Everybody's upset.
I've been to a lot of cities in America, and they're all pretty much the same.
Yeah, but Paris is a little different than New York.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But in America...
In America, they're all the same.
They're pretty much all the same.
You're going to get there and be there for about 2 hours. You're going to need to go to Walmart.
The coolest city that I've been to, though, is Seattle.
Yeah.
That is a great city.
Let me think about it, because I've been a lot of places. Coolest city, Columbus, Ohio.
No.
Columbus, Ohio is awesome.
What? What's cool about that city?
Dude, okay. I say Columbus, Ohio, and you're like, what? But then you get there, and it's like this weird art, music, fashion mecca place. It's
really?
Crazy. Yeah.
Huh.
And I've always said if I was going to live in three cities in the United States, number one was Nashville, number two was Albuquerque, and number three was Columbus, Ohio.
Wow.
Straight up.
What's Nashville's city like?
Nashville's awesome.
Yeah.
If you've never been to Nashville,
no.
Recommend that everybody go visit Nashville. But it's very congested right now because you're talking about a city that boomed over the past like 15 years. Boom. Traffic is nuts.
Hmm.
Yes.
The only place I've been really east is Washington, D.C.
I like Washington, D.C.
When I was a junior, you know, all the history kids got to go to Washington, D.C.
This person says, if money was no object, I'd buy everyone. I love their dream vacation.
That I'd buy everyone.
You're a weirdo.
Yeah, that's weird and creepy.
How about swimming in all the gold in Fort Knox, says this person. We don't have any gold in Fort Knox. Our money system is all based on
lies.
Yeah,
and they're bricks. How can you swim in that?
I'm not Uncle Scrooge.
All right, those are good ones. Thank you, Starmie. Not bad. I wouldn't go on any of those that you guys recommended, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To each his own. I mean,
to each his own.
For me, if money was not an object, and I could pick one place to go on a dream vacation, it would probably be.
Yep.
Take a guess. Where am I going?
San Diego.
No.
Going
there this summer.
Rome.
Close.
Paris.
Italy.
Italy is the country that Rome is in.
I'd go back to Italy because, now I wouldn't go to, I would probably go through Rome and everything, but man, when I went through Italy when I was 18, there were some amazing little towns everywhere.
Yeah.
And just had the time of my life. They love karaoke.
Oh, they do love karaoke.
The Italians love karaoke.
This person says, if money was not an object, I would just go all out in Austin, Texas, stay in a hipster Airbnb, and attend the Austin City Limits Festival.
I hear it's great.
I hear it's beautiful.
Never been.
This person says, so far, I've made it to San Diego, D.C., Orlando. This year, I'm going to Dallas. Next year, Seattle.
Got to go to Seattle.
Guys, one of the most beautiful little towns that I've ever been to in the country is Ashland, Oregon. It's south of Portland. I think it's
Oregon's
south of Portland.
Somewhere so beautiful.
Close to Portland. And Ashland, Oregon is enchanting.
Yeah. Well, Oregon and Washington, those are just beautiful states.
For real, though, the Pacific Northwest is the place to be.
You know what?
Unless you're going to live there.
I forgot about this. One of the best vacations that I've ever been on in my life was when I was around 10 years old.
Yeah.
My parents took my brother and I. We went from Ennis, Montana,
mm-hmm.
over to Portland, Oregon,
mm-hmm.
and then we shot down the coast.
There you go.
All the way to San Diego.
You came over here.
Man, going through Big Sur. Oh.
Big Sur,
you ever been
bro.
Through Big Sur?
No, dude.
So it's,
wait, maybe I did
it's a highway,
Big Sur.
And then...
Is it Pacific Coast Highway?
Yeah, and it's a drop-off right down to the ocean. I mean, you're driving on a cliff.
Where is Big Sur?
It's up north. It's above San Francisco.
It's above San Francisco.
Man. That's the drive. If you're looking for a good vacation
yeah.
where you're driving,
yeah.
Go down the coast.
Okay.
Beautiful.
The 101, baby. Pacific beautiful. Coast Highway. Yeah, Ashland is a bit south of Medford. That's the town I was trying to think of. Boom, boom,
small
boom,
town.
Boom. Right before you get to California. I want to go back.
You know what? Let's hit the road.
Let's go. Hey, let's go right now. It's Memorial Day.
Let's get out of here. We can be back by Tuesday, right? Yeah.
This person said, traffic is nuts in Nashville. Blah, ha, 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 ha.
Is it?
He lives in L.A.
Yeah, L.A. Come on.
The two worst traffic places I've ever been to are Chicago and L.A. Straight up. New York also. Really? But New York is, everything is so right there together that you kind of don't even need to drive a car. If you can get in,
yeah,
you just walk around.
That's true.
Take the subway. L.A., ridiculous.
Yeah.
It once took Waverly, we were driving, we had to drive about 30 miles from the north part of the city. Thebes, if you're, I know you're listening, close to Magic Mountain, to about, I guess it was maybe longer, maybe it was 40 miles, to Riverside. So you're pretty much, but you can take, there's a certain highway that skirts over L.A., so you can drive around the city. So I looked it up on, we were talking to the people we were staying with, I was like, it says we're about 30, 40 miles away. And then she said, okay, we'll see you in about 4 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, what do you mean? And she said, don't you realize what time it is? And I looked at the clock, and it was about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, no.
And sure enough, we didn't get there until late.
No thanks.
It was awful.
No thanks. L.A., not a fan.
Stay where you are, L.A.
Yep. You know what? Appreciate where we're at now.
Do
Albuquerque,
it.
New Mexico.
Albuquerque traffic is nothing.
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 Come on. And we have the worst case of road rage.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal? Just slow down and enjoy. Enjoy the beautiful sandias. The beautiful sunsets.
Our boy Mark, that refuses to call in, says, I'd start a cat fight club if money was no issue.
Okay.
Weirdo.
Thank you. There you go. Coming up, Tao's got more headlines. Also, great story coming up. Some good news about a 67-year-old former drug dealer.
What?
He just accomplished something pretty amazing.
Good.
Some good news.
I want some good news. I need it.
Okay. It's coming up. Hang out with us.
Fair warning. The Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump secured enough delegates to formally secure the Republican nomination.
Many of the countries in our world are absolutely abusing us and taking advantage of us.
Memorial Day weekend, AAA projects 38 million people will go 50 miles or more, the most since 2005.
Hundreds of protesters rallied for higher wages at McDonald's corporate headquarters.
The Affluenza mom indicted on charges of helping her son run away to Mexico.
Dustin Diamond apparently violated his probation.
Cleanup in northern Kansas after a tornado stayed on the ground for an hour and a half.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first implantable drug to treat dependence on opioids.
Baylor University demoting school president Ken Starr and firing football coach Art Briles over the university's handling of sex assault complaints against players.
Two Navy fighter jets crashed into the ocean off North Carolina.
Fewer people needed unemployment.
The Associated Press says little has changed in the year since it first looked at airport perimeter security.
8:40, good morning.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm supposed to say, okay, high today of 80 degrees. Let's see if we got any accidents to report. There is an incident, but it's road construction. Got some water main stuff, water line repairs going on. Not seeing any accidents popping up on the map. You guys are doing a good job. That's your look at traffic.
Good morning, Starmie. I almost said the time again.
Yeah, you did. Do it again.
585 Live is the number to text in. Love hearing from you guys on the live line.
And I had to share with my friends on the internet webs.
Got a Facebook page, Star88FM. Go like us.
Yeah.
Give us some likes, huh? You can also send us messages. You can post on our page. Make it happen. Tao's got some more headlines for you here in just a little bit.
Somebody says, okay, so you both have statistics a while ago for what percentage of the people who took a survey, where they would vacation. The statistics you have, 48%, 40%, 30%, 20% something. You do the math. Are you getting these from different polls?
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm thinking, wow, That person's right. Must be from different surveys, because that doesn't add up to 100% at all.
Not even a bit.
No. So I'm guessing, I don't know, it's just from the news report that we got.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is. All right, how about some good
Who
news?
Who likes good news? Yeah.
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start breeding.
67-year-old guy in New York named David Norman.
Yeah, David Norman.
David suffered from an addiction as a teenager and started selling drugs. Then he got into a street fight about 25 years ago, Whoa. And the other guy died.
Whoa.
So he spent 6 years in prison for manslaughter. That's when he decided to turn his life around. Mm-hmm. So, David Norman has been drug-free since he got out of prison. He actually counsels other inmates after they get released now. And even though he's in his late 60s, he's regretted never getting an education. So he started taking classes a while back. And earlier this month, he graduated.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He graduated from an Ivy League school.
No way.
Yeah.
Dang.
He got his bachelor's degree in philosophy from Columbia University. And he was the oldest person in his class by far.
Smarter than me, I'll tell you that much.
The average graduate is how old?
College graduate?
At Columbus University.
23.
29.
29?
Yep.
Okay.
So he's almost 40 years older than that. In addition to counseling, he also works as a research assistant at the school, and he's planning to write a book about his experience now that he's done with college.
All right.
It's never too late.
Never too late.
It's never too late, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what they say. Are you going to go back to college?
I've been thinking about it.
Yeah? Do you have your degree?
No, never been to college. I definitely would like to take an English class.
Okay, that would be nice.
A writing class.
Maybe a maps class would be fun. Geography.
Maps would be good. Geography.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I need to learn that I'm not very good at? A speech class?
The color spectrum.
I definitely could work on my speech.
Yeah.
Can always get better at that. Yeah, I would like to do something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, just take some classes. Am I allowed to go to class even though I'm not paying to go to class? Can I just show up?
You like audit a class?
Yeah, just show up and just...
I guess so. I don't know how long they'll let you do it.
Hmm. If I show up at those big classes, they'd
If you're a college professor, give us a call. What's that number, since it's your...
Oh, appreciate that. 338-3700. But yeah, those big classes, I could totally just join in.
Mm.
They'd never know.
Yeah. Maybe.
I could get some
you
more
You know
smarts.
There's a university right across the street.
No way.
Yeah. Grand Canyon University.
No way.
Straight up. Right across there.
Hmm.
Maybe we go, oh my gosh, there are people playing freaking volleyball again.
Oh,
what is
don't
this?
Don't look, don't look.
Is this
look.
Some kind of vacation spot? I don't, what? What is this?
Every time, man, every time people take over the volleyball courts, you get upset.
One day I'm going to walk up there and I'm going to throw sand in their face. And
Why
I'm
don't
say,
you like volleyball?
Get out of here! Just because it's intimidating.
I think we should go play.
No, we should not. We should never
play volleyball.
Let's
put best of in and let's go out there and play. Let's throw down.
Let's put a best of in and let's leave.
No, let's play volleyball.
I don't want to play volleyball.
Why? Did
I'm
you have a bad experience
it.
With volleyball?
I don't like volleyball.
All right. Maybe we could do some one-on-one basketball with the volleyball?
I'll play basketball with you. I'm not going to have fun.
Good morning.
I totally support you taking an English class.
Oh, thank you, Buck.
Hey!
Thank you.
I was wondering if you were going to call in today.
Yeah, I usually call you guys on Fridays, before I go submit some legacies today. Give you a little ringy ring.
We should have had you in this morning because Steve-O's out.
What? You know what? Dale, will you please get my phone number from Dex and just text me when this happens? Because
yes.
He won't do it. And I totally can come in if Steve-O's not there.
Man, yeah.
Now, the last time that you said this, I went to give the number to Teo, and he said, I don't want it.
That's a lie and a half. That is a lie and a half.
I don't even believe you, Dexter.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, you still don't have his number.
But back to the original subject, I absolutely think you should go take an English class.
I agree.
Because being a radio broadcaster, you need to have a good command of the language that you're spitting at people.
I like that.
Well, that's true. And you know what? The both of us had a hard time with that over the years.
We did, and that's why I took English classes at C&M.
No way! You were the oldest graduate at C&M?
Wait, at P&M? You took English classes at the electric company?
I did, and it was amazing. It was shockingly good.
You were the oldest person, weren't you? You were like David Norman.
Yeah, no, I wasn't that old, but I was definitely an older person in the class. I think I was probably like 35 when I started going to college.
No, I think you were in your 40s.
No, I definitely wasn't in my 40s. Yeah. I think I was 35.
I was with you at that time. It was definitely in your 40s.
Check this out.
I know. No, I was definitely not in my 40s.
Our boy Mark emailed and says, I went back to college at 30 and got my degree at 34. I'm glad I did it, too. P.S. Keep it down. I'm playing volleyball across the street. Ooh!
I don't understand the volleyball thing.
Yeah. So, but yes, Dexter, you definitely should go. And no, you cannot go to Hogwarts. That's not a real school. You have to go to a real university.
Hey, it's real.
You know what? I'll go. I'm not scared.
I would actually like to go back to college, and I decided that if I did, I would get a marketing degree.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm, like, unintentionally good at selling people stuff.
Yeah.
Me too. I don't know what it is, but I feel the same way.
I need to go on the road with you, Buck, and be your protege, and I need to be your assistant, and you can show me how to just sell stuff and build legacies.
Yeah, I don't know that you want to do that, because once you start down this road, you're going to look at, well, we'll talk about it when you call me later.
Okay.
Wow.
We'll just leave it at that. What else you guys got going on today?
He got you.
What do we have? What?
What else do you guys have going on this morning?
Not a whole lot.
We've got a ton of stuff. It's a big show. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. Steve-O's not here, so it's very quiet.
Oh, man, the energy is so nice.
Dex's blood pressure is so down right now.
Yeah, my blood pressure was just out of control the other day. You were listening?
I was. Well, your wife literally called me and asked me to be the godfather to your children. Mm-hmm. I was wondering why she was calling, but it all made sense after that.
That's true.
Yeah,
it was
terrifying. We just watched that little meter tick on up.
Some good news, though. No more Red Bull for this guy.
No more.
Yeah, that's good. Where is Mr. O this morning?
He, Mr. O, he is, Ruidoso? They have Ruidoso? A baseball tournament?
Yeah. That's a big shocker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Baseball. Mm-hmm. That's his life.
Another baseball tournament.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah. How are the girls? Are the girls good?
The girls are good.
The boys good?
Sophie is getting big and starting to say a lot of things.
Okay.
You know, she's at that 2.5-year-old mark where she's starting to really kind of babble.
Just using that
language.
And
Ella, you know what, Dex? Ella has a better command of the English language than you do.
I bet she does.
Yeah, and Cash is, he's Cash. I need to put a guitar in his hand as soon as I think he can start learning how to play because his name's Cash.
Good. Glad. Yeah. How's the other one? How's the older boy doing?
The older boy's hanging in there. Good. He's an 18-year-old in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
There you go.
Yeah. How are you guys? What's new?
I got a new hip. Got a hip replaced yesterday.
Nothing ever really changes in my life.
It's bionic. It's got a Wi-Fi hotspot. Pretty excited about that.
Caleb graduated 8th grade.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Big freshman.
Nice.
So that's about it.
All right.
Well,
I'm glad you guys are okay. Tail, please get my phone number from Dexter.
Okay.
And just call me and I can be there.
All right. Thanks, Fran.
Thanks for the encouragement.
Have a good day, boys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Remind me to get that number from you.
I'll send it to you right now.
You know, just wait.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Wooly?
How you doing, Wooly?
Hey. Yeah. Hey, I got excited, Dex.
Yeah.
You got me pumped.
Whoa. What's that?
For
college?
You got me pumped, bro.
Yeah.
Hey. What would it take for you to go back to school, man? Are you serious about that?
Dude, Wooly,
don't you tease
Wooly
me.
Will talk you
Are you
going to
pay
school?
For my books?
Bro,
you gonna
bro,
pay
bro,
my books?
Bro.
You can get around the books.
Bro, here's the thing. So there's a lot of little things that, like I did UNM pretty hard. Like, I
you
was
did.
The UNM. I, yeah. You can, so many of the books they have at the library, so many of the books you don't
really
have to buy.
Okay.
Like, you can get around the book still, all
okay
right? Mm-hmm. And you could totally, like, so English isn't one of the big classes you can just kind of, like, sneak into and sit in on, but, like, because it's only, like, 20 people, bro. But, like, psych, homie, like, psychology, like, that's a beastie lecture. Now, you're gonna stand out when you're not, like, doing little quizzes and tests and whatnot.
That's true.
But like, homie, sorry, I got excited. You know what? I'm not sorry. No, you should go back to, if you, don't you tease me.
It's never too late.
Bro, hey, homie, that's the one thing that they can't ever take away from you.
And they never will
education
take it away. That's right.
It's true.
Unless certain people get elected and then they decide they can take away my education. Which,
but you know what? Here's what I'll toss out at you. So I was at UNM.
Yeah.
CNM's classes are like maybe a third, bro. And there's no competition. It's not like, you know, east yeah side, west side, whatever. Like,
yeah, my
like,
wife, she went to CNM.
Oh, you let your wife go to school?
Yeah.
Whoa.
She also went to the College of Santa Fe.
Dude, you're progressive.
Hey, bro.
That's
bro,
nuts.
Check it out, man. Check it out. Take
she
a
got
class.
A degree,
I, right. I, man, it would be so good. Public speaking, English, smart, those are the things you're checking out. Check it out, man. You would love it, bro. You would love
all
it.
Right,
and they got
right
it all the time. There's no reason not to go to school, man. All
only
right
degree my wife better have is some kind of burn from the oven. Am I right?
No.
Am I right?
No.
I apologize to everyone.
Thanks, Wooly. I appreciate it. I'm going back to college.
Yeah. Guys,
yeah.
Happy
going back
Friday
to college.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Wooly. Happy Memorial Day.
Good news.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Love
adios
you. Love you.
As a feminist, I have offended myself.
Just kidding, Leslie. You can totally go back to college anytime you want.
So check this out. Speaking of Dawn, she texted me and said, did Dex, like, really get checked out yet? And I said, I'll ask him. And then she said, she told her mom, who's a midwife, about the 120 thing, and her mom said, did he go to the hospital?
Oh, no.
Her mom has had, like, heart condition
really
things in the past. Is that you?
That's me.
Hang on. You said, I feel like it's a T-Rex walking up.
Whoa. That's, is that good?
I think it's the power trying to come back on.
That's my heart, guys. I do feel a lot better today. My chest isn't tight.
I think drinking, well, I think drinking the Red Bulls probably had a little bit
yeah
of
that's
effect
probably not a good idea. And I know I take medication, which also is one of the side effects is high blood pressure as well. So that might have something to do with
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, that definitely has something to do with it.
But yeah, I get checked out by a doctor every year. And last time I went in, it was really high, and they really didn't do anything for me. So I don't know if I'm going to the right doctor.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You're not.
But
I checked with them, and they said everything they do to you is a joke. Whoa.
Well, I don't know if this heart monitor works. It does sound like a T-Rex.
You know, speaking of school, I got a little news blurb here if
let's
you want to jump into it real quick.
I want to do it. I want to do it right now.
Okay. John's mom is a nurse practitioner. That's why she was offering you that advice.
Appreciate that.
A high school in Pennsylvania sent out its yearbooks on Monday, but now they're offering refunds because they accidentally included some inspirational quotes from Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and the head of ISIS.
Yeah! Come on.
A little bit of an editing goof there.
Are you kidding me?
Man, that yearbook committee. Ooh, you watch out for those jokers.
Oh, man.
That's not good.
No, it's
two
not
teenagers in Maine broke into a bunch of cars earlier this month. Why? Street youths. That's yeah why. The cops found them after they stole a pair of handcuffs and accidentally cuffed themselves together.
Oh, man.
Good job, teens.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Don's mom says, get checked.
Okay, I'll get checked.
Make it happen, Cap'n. A burglar broke into an apartment in Texas earlier this month, and he left a personalized note behind for the victim, which he signed with his name.
Fail! Man.
The cops easily tracked him down and arrested him.
Unbelievable.
Someone in Florida got a parking ticket this week, and the cops posted a photo of the car, because their car is a replica of the car from the Flintstones. And
dude,
it looks just
it
like
does
it. And I read another thing. They couldn't tow it.
Why?
That's
it's too heavy?
They like couldn't manage anything with the thing.
Wow.
Flintstone car.
It's a good looking car. You it have looks, to use your feet and everything.
What do you feel like the mileage is on this hog?
It's great gas mileage.
Just pretty good.
Some good gas mileage.
Yeah.
There.
According to a new report, we're still using floppy disks to run our nuclear weapons program. We talked about this off air yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. government spends about $60 billion a year maintaining the outdated technology. What?
That's crazy.
We decided the only reason, the only plausible reason, would be it can't get hacked.
Yeah.
Maybe? We don't know anything about it. Floppy disk, people. Like, old school, like, towel in the wind floppy disk.
Yeah, it can't get hacked. All right, we got to take a quick break. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Sometime back, I received in the name of our country the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. I said then that there is a special sadness that accompanies the death of servicemen, for we're never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our powers to repay. And so when a serviceman dies, it's a tear in the fabric, a break in the whole, and all we can do is remember. It is, in a way, an odd thing to honor those who died in defense of our country, in defense of us, in wars far away. The imagination plays a trick. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us.
Ronald Reagan back in 1985 talking to the Vietnam veterans. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Not about buying barbecues and mattresses and finding that sale. No, it's about
reflecting on what we should be thankful for.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And the people that they provide the freedom by going out there, and they gave their lives for it.
Yeah, they died serving our country so we could do what we do. So awesome.
It is.
Let's just take a moment of silence.
Okay.
That was good.
Wow.
That was good.
That was a legitimate moment of silence.
That was good.
I hope that didn't come off as snarky.
I'm all right. No, not at all.
Okay.
Well, to me it didn't.
I didn't mean it that way.
No. We should. We definitely should take a moment this weekend and pray for our country, pray for our leaders. We need it more than ever. That's for sure.
Yep.
Pray for Birga.
Pray for Birga, everybody.
We just saw her through the window. That's
pray
right.
Pray for Birga.
Pray for Birga.
Yep.
Pray. We see her through the window.
There she is, staring at us. Yep. Kind of weird. It's not going to get any better, so let's move on.
Good morning. Good to be with you. 9:10.
High today, 80 degrees. Let's take a look at traffic. Traffic! Let's see here. She's trying to get my attention, but I'm intentionally ignoring her. See here. We got an accident at Pennsylvania and Montgomery. Also, Eubank and Montgomery. Right down the road from each other. You guys be careful out on the east side. It's the only accidents I'm seeing. Oh, nope. West side. Unser Boulevard south of Paradise. There's an accident and the left lane is blocked. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! You know, because it's Memorial Day weekend, why don't we open up the phones, 338-3700. If you would like to call in and you would like to, you know, talk about maybe a family member or a friend who laid their life down.
Yeah.
You know, for our country. That sacrificed, gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Call in now and give them a shout out. 338-3700. Because, I mean, My two grandpas, they didn't fight in the Navy.
In a conflict.
But they were in the Navy.
Yeah.
They built airplanes. And, man, I just remember my two grandpas were just... You think about the old school way of life and just how they worked 10-hour days, 15-hour days, and they physically worked for 20 to 30 years, and then they retired. My grandpa had Popeye arms because he had worked with steel every day for like over 20 years. And my grandpa, he passed away about 10 years ago. I guess it's coming up on 10 years here pretty quick. Same with my Grandpa Toth.
Grandpa Toth.
But they both served in the Navy, and, you know, I just want to give them a big shout-out. Because, you know, they laid down their lives.
Shout-out! Bop-a-bop-a-bop.
So if you'd like to do that, please call us, 338-3700, if you'd like to give a shout-out to somebody in your life that's made a big impact, that's sacrificed their lives. A veteran.
A veteran.
Anybody in your life you want to shout out?
I'm trying to think of someone that died in the line of duty. Not that I can recall. I've had friends of friends, but not anyone super close to me.
Yeah. Nobody in your family really served in the military?
Yes, but not kind of like with yours. Not like in a conflict. Right. You know? I just know it's Memorial Day, so I'm trying to focus on... You know, the ones that gave their lives or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could say, too, I mean, the ones that, you know, served anywhere in that branch of military.
That's Veterans Day.
I know, but they passed away, like my grandpa's.
Yeah. Offhand, I can't recall any details.
All right.
Well, but I am very thankful.
That's good. You can also text us at 585-LIVE if you'd like to. Well, let's see here. We did have an email to get to.
Oh,
we wanted
no.
to get to the email. You want to do an email?
I'd love to do an email.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Thought you were going to find it.
There it is.
Okay.
Found it. This is coming from Linda. Linda writes, "This is weird, but ever since my husband hurt his back, he slept with a body pillow.
Mm-hmm.
It happened in his 20s. But he's in his early 30s now, and he still does it. I've always liked cuddling, and he'll do it occasionally, but he can't sleep well like that, so he cuddles up next to his body pillow instead. I never really thought about it, but some of my friends think he's insulting me by doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Are my friends right? Should I be his body pillow? Is he insulting me by cuddling up with this stupid thing instead of me?" It's a good question, Linda.
That is a great question.
585-LIVE. You can text us. Give some advice to Linda. You can call us at 338-3700. I could see why she would be insulted.
Yeah.
Why does he need a body pillow when she's right there?
I see that. I see it. Some people, though, forget that pillows don't generate heat.
She's not a furnace.
Right.
Like Leslie Toth.
Wait, she's not a furnace?
My wife is a furnace.
The pillow is not a furnace. This person could be a furnace.
Yeah, maybe that's a good reason.
Maybe the husband is a cuddler, but he doesn't want to cuddle the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah, we talked about this a week ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
How, man, my wife.
Just like a ball of heat.
Yeah, I mean, I cook ribeyes almost every night on her back. Just,
I don't think you do that. That's kind of gross, too. So
scramble some eggs. It's good stuff.
You make some scrambly eggs?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I get it, Linda. You just aren't understanding. Maybe he's not a cuddler, because I'm not a cuddler either.
Maybe, but she's taking this personally, so we have to address it.
Okay. 338-3700. Good morning.
Hello. I'm calling about, you know, you talk about somebody who sacrificed their life. Mm,
absolutely.
Okay, he wasn't really in the military, but he gave his life to save mine.
Oh, wow.
And that was quite a few years ago. His name's, his first name's Roy.
Mm.
But I just wanted to say, you know, thank you. For what he did for me.
Well, thanks for calling us, man.
Thank you
we
very much.
Okay, thank you.
You bet, man. 338-3700. Of course, if you'd like to call in and shout out somebody who...
We're doing that all day.
...sacrificed their lives. Go for it. But Linda wrote in. She needs some help. She wants to know why her husband will not use her as a body pillow.
Yeah. Come on, husband guy.
You know what? Grab Birga. Bring her in.
Okay.
Grab her.
Birga, we have a question. Come on in.
Come here, Birga. We need a female.
Will you shut that door, please?
Let me recap the email, okay? So Linda wrote in, and Linda loves to cuddle.
Loves to cuddle?
Yes.
Okay.
Her husband uses a body pillow when he sleeps,
mm-hmm.
and she's insulted because she thinks that he should be cuddling her instead of the body pillow.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Is this a stupid thing? Is what Linda wants to know. Or should I address this with him?
I would ask Linda what is, or for her to establish what her husband's love language is. Because if he is not a physical touch person, then the body pillow has nothing to do with trying to find comfort from somebody or something.
Yeah.
It's just like a body positioning issue.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, because I'm not a physical touch person.
Yeah.
At all.
I'm not either.
My husband is. And so isn't that the art of marriage? Learning to love the person the way that they need to be loved?
That's true.
Mm.
So her husband probably needs to step up his game a little bit, snuggle more.
Snuggle bunnies.
But for Linda, I'd say find out what his love language is.
Yes, you know what? I like that. Linda, find out what his love language is. Are you a furnace when you go to sleep? Are you really hot?
Is your love language a furnace?
I am ice cold when I go to bed, but then once I warm up, I am so hot, like, you know, sweaty, off the covers hot.
Really? So you're like a witch then, changing temperatures.
Hadn't really considered that, but possibly.
You should look into it. Have you ever, like...
Is there a test have for you that ever to gotten, see if I'm a
witch? Yeah, have you ever, like, gotten in a river to see if you'd sink?
I've been in a river, but I've never tried to...
Did you sink?
No.
Are you sure?
Wait, I thought it was if you float, you're a witch.
Oh, you said you didn't sink.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm not a witch.
Oh, Birga.
Well...
Hey, do we need to tell Chip about that?
We might have.
Because Daniel's not here.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't there some other test where you, like, weigh me against a chicken or something?
I'm not going to come near you at this point.
No, I'm going to go ahead and...
Steve-O's the guy with the chickens.
I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there and just solidify it. I am not a witch.
Okay,
good.
Good.
And I think that's solid advice.
I don't know if we can trust a witch over there.
She was talking about love languages, and that's one of the things you need to know if you're going to be a Christian, is the five love languages.
It's true. It's right next to the Ten Commandments.
Is it five? Is that what it
five
is?
Five love languages.
Five love languages.
What about that sixth
one? You
laugh
a little bit, but it really is important. And I'm finding that it really weighs really heavily on the way that I relate to my kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
If
so what are the five love languages, real quick?
Quality time. Boom. That means spending time together.
Yes, quality time.
Words of affirmation.
Got it.
Like, Dex, you're doing an awesome job. Oh, I really appreciate
that, Birga.
Mm-hmm. Physical touch.
Okay.
Acts of service. I'm an acts of service.
That's four.
I know.
Oh.
But acts of service is mine. I'm just saying. Like, if I come home and the house is clean, heck yes. That's the best ever. Mm.
Okay.
And.
What was the fifth?
I'm trying to think. Okay.
Words quality of affirmation. Time. Quality words time. Of affirmation.
Physical touch.
Physical touch.
Gifts.
Gifts.
That's the last one.
Number six, social media presence. You got to have a good presence on social media so people know that you're good at love languages.
Wait, what?
It's a modern love
language. I
missed all that.
Social media presence.
Oh,
because if you post a picture and you get lots of likes, then people know that you love that person.
If
it's modern.
If you like other people's photos.
No, if you post a picture of yourself and lots of people like it, your love language.
I'm going to go ahead and throw that one out.
That's a thing. You can ask any
Is this a joke?
That's not a love language.
Ask
that's
a millennial.
An insecurity.
Call
language.
Your daughter.
Oh, I know. They crave that.
Likes of affirmation.
Well, you would think that the five love languages would change. Don't they change over the years? Because think about how technology changes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Love languages must change as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Mine was gifts before I got married. Like, I would have loved it, like, you know, show up with some flowers, show up with little trinkets. Not trinkets, I'm not sure.
Trinkets?
No, that was wrong. Rich. Like, chocolate or flowers. But then, did you say, call me a witch?
Huh?
But then when I started taking over our budget and I realized we didn't have any money, then if the gifts came home, then I was like, what? Wait, we can't afford this.
Yeah.
So my gifts were out.
Yeah.
Then I was like, just clean the house. That's much better.
This person wants to know what Dex's love language is.
Why do they want to know that?
Oh, no. And Teo's. Crap.
Okay. I don't want to share mine.
Mine is social media presence. You can follow me at a lot of Mateo. A-L-O-T-T-A-M-A-T-T-E-O.
I definitely like gifts.
I'm guessing Matt's a word of affirmation. I'm guessing that. I don't know if that's true.
You'd have to ask. Dawn, what's my love language?
No, how do you feel appreciated? That's the question.
I feel appreciated when people give me money.
Well, then
that's
gifts.
Another one.
Your
cash gifts.
Uh-huh. Gifts.
Cash
I love
gifts.
Okay.
I love gifts.
If somebody gives
Steve-O's
me a stupid gift I get mad
you
about it.
You can tell Steve-O's a gift. He's constantly asking.
Well, Steve-O's, I think, all five.
Yeah, Steve-O, he's words of affirmation, physical
he just
touch.
He needs to feel special all the time.
Quality time.
And I'm being serious. I really do think it's all five.
Really?
Because remember, he loves, he's a lot like my wife.
Yes.
You know? Steve-O is. Mm-hmm. My wife loves gifts.
Steve-O is my wife.
She needs
wife.
Words of affirmation.
I can keep it.
Physical touch.
Yep.
So that's three right there.
Yep.
What
yep.
are you, Dex? What do you think?
I don't know. Probably gifts.
Dawn says likes really? Of affirmation yeah. is the best joke of the day.
Okay.
So that's mine.
Yeah.
But I don't know you well enough yet. Because
yeah.
it's been, what, 6 months or something?
I'm super boring.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm any of those.
Are you?
I don't really
do you
care.
Like to hang out with your
no,
family?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't really like anybody.
Huh.
Yeah.
I just fell asleep.
Be alone.
I
all
just
right,
fell
well,
asleep.
Can't help you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like the conversation got so boring?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
you guys were both talking about how boring you both are, and I fell asleep.
Oh, well, I'm going to go take care
it was
of my
that fast.
Thanks, Birga.
See you guys.
See you later.
Good luck with your phone. Thank you.
Linda, we helped you out.
We did, Linda.
We got you.
Although we did get an email from this guy that says, I've fallen in love with my body pillow. How do I tell my wife? Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, and you laugh, but that happens.
Yep, it does.
People fall in love with objects all the time.
Yeah, I've recently fallen in love with a cat idol. It's a weird thing for me, but it okay. tells me I need to bring it gifts, so I do.
What happened to your shrine of cats over there?
Freaking Daniel moved it into my office. I've still got all the pictures.
Yeah.
I said, Daniel, why'd you move my cat idol? And he said, because it was cluttered.
Oh.
He considered the studio cluttered.
Oh, man. What is his love language?
Obedience.
Amazing. All right, good. Thank you, Linda, for calling in. We appreciate you. You know, hey, listen, your husband probably just wants to be not touched.
Yeah,
doesn't like to be touched.
Probably just gets too hot at night.
I'm one of those people. I don't like to be touched. I don't like to cuddle. When Vader, my dog, tries to cuddle me, no.
Yep.
Get away from me.
Just accept it.
Don't be nuzzling up against me, Vader. Ah! Apparently, I've been like that since I was a baby.
Yeah.
My mom said, I never like to be held.
Yeah.
Don't touch me, man.
Don't touch him.
You can email us studio@star88.fm. You can text the show at 585-LIVE. Taylor's going to finish up his headlines.
You know it.
Then we're going to get on out of here. Hang out.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump secured enough delegates to formally secure the Republican nomination.
Many of the countries in our world are absolutely abusing us and taking advantage of us.
Memorial Day weekend, AAA projects 38 million people will go 50 miles or more, the most since 2005.
Hundreds of protesters rallied for higher wages at McDonald's corporate headquarters.
The affluenza mom indicted on charges of helping her son run away to Mexico.
Dustin Diamond apparently violated his probation.
Cleanup in northern Kansas. After a tornado stayed on the ground for an hour and a half.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first implantable drug to treat dependence on opioids.
Baylor University demoting school president Ken Starr and firing football coach Art Briles over the university's handling of sex assault complaints against players.
Two Navy fighter jets crashed into the ocean off North Carolina.
Fewer people needed unemployment.
The Associated Press says little has changed in the year since it first looked at airport perimeter security.
9:35. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hi, high today, 80 degrees. I remember.
I know. It was a pause. You're a pause.
It was a pause. It was a natural pause. Let's see here. We got an accident in Pennsylvania at Montgomery. Also, Eubank at Montgomery. Lots of stuff going on this morning construction-wise. Of course, you know about it because you're out there every day doing the hard work of driving. On the west side, accident left lanes blocked, Unser Boulevard south at Paradise. And that's all the accidents I'm seeing on the map. That's your look at traffic.
Please repeat the word.
Heron.
What's the word again?
Heron.
Hair wink?
Heron.
Hair row?
Heron.
Hairline?
Heron.
Hurling?
Heron.
May I please repeat the word?
Heron. Heron.
Herring?
No.
Heron.
Herring.
Heron.
Harangue?
No.
Harangue?
Heron.
Hair one?
No.
Hair one.
Heron.
Heroin?
No. Not
heroin?
May please repeat the word, please.
Heron.
May please give me the definition.
A wading bird that has a long neck and legs, a long tapering bill with a sharp point and sharp cutting edges.
Heron. H-E-R-O-N. Heron.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about.
You got to get there. You got to make sure you got the right word.
Give me some words. Come on. Give me some words.
Considering.
Oh, man. Give me another word.
There.
There. Use it in a sentence.
Their friends came over.
T-H-E-I-R.
Okay. They're over there.
T-H-E. Oh, wait.
Oh.
They're over. T-H-E-I-R. They're over there.
Nope.
Wait. Say the sentence.
They're over there.
They're. Oh. T-H-E-Y. What's that little symbol?
Apostrophe.
R-E.
And?
What?
They're over there.
I have to spell the whole thing?
They're over there.
I'm confused. I don't
they
get it.
Are over there.
There? There?
T-H-E-R-E. We used all of them. Their friends are coming over. T-H-E-I-R. Yeah. They are over there. T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E and T-H-E-R-E. They're over there.
I was confused. I didn't know what you meant.
I know. I did it to confuse you on purpose.
I was very confused. Give me another one.
It really, really succeeded, and I feel great. Spell succeeded.
S-U-C-C-E-E-D-E-D.
Yes.
Give me another one.
Encyclopedia.
Oh, gosh. Encyclopedia. E-N-C-Y. C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A.
Yes. Gosh. Is that a word people even need to know anymore?
I don't know. Yeah, you don't need an encyclopedia.
Spell encyclopedia. I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T.
Oh, man. Well, the big spelling bee went down. If you missed all that action this morning, hit the podcast. Which one do you want me to play?
Could you play the clip of the kid that got it wrong?
Who thought that he had got it right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Kabaragoya.
Kabaragoya. I know it. I know it. I totally know it.
Whoa! Okay. So pumped.
Kabaragoya. C-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A. Kabaragoya.
Booyah.
What?
Kabaragoya is spelled K-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A.
Get off the stage! Yeah. You should YouTube that one later. That's a good one.
Yeah.
His reaction is
priceless.
Is
he very disappointed?
Yeah. That's and he sad. Just went...
Oh, man. He went... Bum, 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 bum.
You know, these kids, that's their life.
Yeah, dude.
Their life is learning how to spell these words.
L-Y-F-E, man. YOLO.
My son Caleb gets so frustrated because he doesn't get the English language. He doesn't get the alphabet. He doesn't get the C's and the K's.
What did you do?
And he gets frustrated. He gets really frustrated. Why do we need a C? Why can't it be just a K? I don't get. Or why couldn't it be no K? He just gets super frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
is spelling in America. All right, check this out. The I'm trying to find the story. There was a guy back in the 70s or 80s, or I don't know, but he made this huge push to try to change the English language, to change how we spell things, to change the phonetics of it. Man tries to change English language.
Isn't it dumb? Why do we have...
Okay, let me try to find this guy. No? I can't find him.
All right.
I just remember being a kid and reading about this dude that had made this crazy push to change it to where it would be like, instead of using a PH for a F sound, you would just use an F.
Yeah.
You know? But it just didn't catch on at all.
No.
There's no way.
No.
But I've
people
heard
are stuck in their ways.
From people in other languages that learn English as a second language that it is very difficult. Just because we make rules and break rules constantly
yeah.
in the English language.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Gazelleschaft.
Spell it.
Gazellbiber.
Nailed it. Just Thank nailed it.
Feldenkrais.
Come on.
CYTOPLASM.
No. No. No.
I feel like
no.
I nailed it.
No. Maybe you did. I don't know.
Thanks.
There you go. Hit the podcast. Get all the highlights from the big Scripps National Spelling Bee.
There is a guy in India who's obsessed with setting world records, and he recently had all of his teeth removed so he could fit 496 straws in his mouth.
Pretty impressive, man.
World record.
Get rid of the teeth. Don't need them.
Throw them out.
Dentures.
Teeth are your outside bones, you know.
Another thing my son Caleb said to me at one, he said, "Dad, I think I'm just going to have all my teeth removed."
Yeah?
Dentures would be a lot easier. Okay.
It would. Can I play a clip real quick?
Sure can.
Thank you.
5, 6, 7, 8. Trident gum is to chew with his gum. Give it to your friends and chew it with your teeth. Your teeth are bones that live outside. They hang from your lips like bats. Oh, outside bones, outside bones. Never forget teeth, outside bones. The bones that you wash, and when you're a kid, they fall from your head. And to make things less weird, we say they got stolen by a demon that your parents. No.
That's it.
Trident.
Good. That's good. Just beautiful.
Never forget.
Beautiful. They are your outside bones.
Yes, they are. We got a text on the text line. I hate how people write nowadays on social media. For example, Finna, Trina, sometimes have a hard time reading PPL's posts. You just...
Good morning. That's good. That's good. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, guys, you guys are talking about, you know, how the English language, you know, we can get rid of some letters and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with every letter in the English alphabet, but Q really makes me mad.
Man, you hate the Q.
Why?
Yeah, it's not a standalone letter. It has to have the U behind it. We could just totally get rid of it completely.
What's wrong with needing a buddy?
I'm just saying, every other letter can stand alone.
The Q is the best example of humanity, because humanity, as a person, you cannot stand alone. You think you can, but you've always got another you backing you up.
Mm.
I'd have to disagree, man.
No. I'm literally, I am standing behind you, watching you right now. So just when you think you're alone, you never are.
I'm totally hanging up now.
Dex, hit him in the head.
All right. There you go.
Good luck.
Good luck, man. He does bring up a good point.
Yeah.
Q doesn't need a U.
I don't have a problem with the Q.
Just leave it out. You know what? Let's just start leaving the U out.
Q before U, except after C. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Idiots. Okay. A guy in Arizona had to be rescued this week after he went hiking and brought beer and did not bring any water.
Oh,
classic.
That's not good.
Classic mistake.
Yeah. It'll dehydrate you. Real nice.
Mel Gibson says he was offered the part of Thor's father, Odin, in the Marvel movies, the original Thor back in the day. Anthony Hopkins ended up playing Odin. Meanwhile, asked if he's on social media, Mel said, quote, "No, I don't tweet. I fart. Genius.
I ran into Mel Gibson once.
You did?
At the UFC fights.
Did he punch you?
When they came to town. And it was one of those moments where you kind of, you look, and then you look away, and you look again. Wait a second. That's Mel Gibson. Super weird.
Was he shorter than you?
I don't know. I was sitting down.
Okay. My last little bit of news. You ready for this? Wait, I've got two. Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne reportedly met with a marriage counselor.
That's good. We're working things out.
Meanwhile, Ozzy's hometown of Birmingham named a tram after him.
Good.
Good. Remember Jason Hervey, the jerky big brother on The Wonder Years?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, your dreams from the 80s have come true. He spent last weekend behind bars in Tennessee for driving under the influence.
Good.
Claims he just took an Ambien, but I think we all wanted that jerk older brother to have to do at least sometime.
Man, he was a lot like my brother.
Was he?
I had an older brother.
Yeah.
We talked to him yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably like most older brothers.
Right.
They just want to pick on you, make you feel stupid all the time, smother you with pillows.
Whoa.
Throw rocks at you.
Is he
Yeah, we used to get in rock fights.
Really? Man, they needed you for the protest the other night.
I remember one time I threw a rock and it hit him right in the head.
Oh.
And I ran to the junkyard and hid for about 6 hours.
Did you feel bad that you hit him in
the
head?
He was walking through the junkyard yelling my name.
Oh my gosh, like a movie.
I will find you and I will kill you is what he would have. Sit there just like, oh my gosh, just hiding in a car somewhere.
Did he find you?
No.
Yeah.
I waited for about 6 hours for my mom to get off work and I ran.
6 hours?
Yeah, I had to.
Gosh.
Then he would just hang out. He's like, you think I won't be there? I'll be there. I'll be waiting.
Really?
You come out, I will find you, and you're dead. And I just sat there in the car. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to die.
That's terrifying.
It was terrifying.
Good grief.
That's why I have issues today.
All right. How about I read this Whiskey Tango story?
Let's do it.
I know it's Steve-O's thing, but I could try.
You can do it.
Okay. We just found something more obnoxious than using a selfie stick every day to take a picture because you think you look great and you want everybody to know it. But in fact, you are a narcissist. We talked about that earlier.
We did.
What's more obnoxious than that? Using a selfie stick in a fight! 23-year-old woman from Lauderhill, Florida, named Titonia Palomino?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a drink.
Sure. Was furious with Enterprise Rent-A-Car on Tuesday. Apparently it was over some charges she didn't agree with, wasn't prepared for. So, she decided to attack the employee with her selfie stick. She was swinging it at him with her right arm while she had her 2-year-old in her left arm.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
That's not good.
Whoa. Whoa.
That is not good.
The police report says she missed because the employee, quote, took evasive action. Which seems a little dramatic, but I guess it happened. Anyway, she was arrested for aggravated assault and child neglect.
That's right. Crazy, man.
That is crazy.
I hope he uses this as a turning point in his life.
I was a female.
I like totals.
Yeah, we got Jaden a selfie stick for a stocking
stuffer.
Did
you really?
This last Christmas.
Okay.
And you know what? I use it when because I use my phone to watch Netflix and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that's weird, but
it
I do.
It is. Go ahead.
But if you put it on the selfie stick, then you can hold it up.
Oh.
Instead of having to use your arm to hold it up to watch, you can use a selfie stick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you lay your hand
I
on
get
a pillow.
It. It's and lazy, it's like, but
boom.
I get it.
I love
guess
it.
Actually that's exerting more.
Yeah.
More effort.
Selfie stick is pretty cool. It's a great invention.
Okay.
Why don't you do that last Whiskey Tango?
We have another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or did he do that one yesterday, the other one? Did he do that one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
This is coming out of South Carolina. Wait, I think we did do this one.
I don't remember it.
If you're trying to get a loan for something dumb, you can't admit what you're trying to get the money for. That's a tip for you.
Okay.
Especially if you need it for what Grady Carson applied for in Spartanburg, South Carolina, this past Wednesday. Now, repeat, we could have done this yesterday. I have a bad habit of not listening to Steve-O and then immediately saying things he's
already
said.
We didn't do this.
A 58-year-old guy named Grady Carson applied for a loan in Spartanburg, South Carolina on Wednesday. It was at a title loan place that charges a crazy amount of interest. So, not a great idea in the first place. You typically want to avoid those places.
Bad ideas. Oh, yeah.
So, he tried. He had his car, and he was going to use that as collateral. So, he probably would have been approved. But while he was filling out the paperwork, he wouldn't stop pacing around the office. Then, while he was talking to one of the employees, he admitted why he needed the loan. So, he could go out and buy a bunch of crystal meth.
Oh, man.
It's not clear if he was planning to resell it, or if he just wanted to stock up. But obviously, the place did not approve the loan request and called the cops instead.
So the guy went to get a loan
to buy
meth. He could buy meth.
And he was going to use his car as collateral.
Oh my gosh.
This is the mind of a meth addict.
Yep.
Then, when the police showed up and searched him, they found crack in his pocket.
Man.
Which he claimed he wasn't going to smoke because he smokes meth, not crack.
Okay. Yeah.
Facing charges for possession of narcotics now. Ridiculous.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
He's going to be doing plenty of time.
Man. It's crazy.
That's a little ridiculous.
Crazy what drugs do to your brain, man.
He really thought that was going to work.
Yeah. Well, remember we were talking about the police who set up the, what was it?
The bad meth scare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make sure you bring down the bad meth and we'll make sure it's okay. And a couple people did.
Ridiculous.
Just ridiculous, man.
If you're a criminal out there, just quit. Quit. Just go report yourself right now. Turn yourself in.
A crime. Maybe a crime. If one followed a crime.
Mm-hmm. That's best wisdom right there.
That was good wisdom.
We're pretty much done today, guys.
We are.
We're out of show.
We are.
See, done everything.
It's a little shorter because typically we would have had, like, just little fits from Steve-O that added a lot of color to the show, added some space, added some time, added some much-needed comedy, because I feel like I was super boring today, but that's all right.
No way, man.
It's Friday. It's Memorial Day weekend. We hope you guys have a really good one.
For real. Remember, it's all about those who sacrificed their lives, that died while serving our country. Let's remember those. Love you guys. Podcast will be up in a little bit.
Maybe,
yeah. Go to iTunes, Google Play. Just search Morning Invasion, and you can get that. And you wanna hang this weekend? You wanna hang?
Nope.
Wanna do something? Wanna maybe?
I said no.
Barbecue or something?
Okay.
All right. Love you, Starmy. Have a great weekend. We'll see you guys on New Music Tuesday, because we're off on Monday.
That's right. Don't forget.
No podcast on Monday.
Already getting New Music Tuesday ready for next week, too. It's going to be a big one.
Got that, Debbie? You got that, Debbie Gibson?
Got that, Debbie Gibson.
Uh-huh. That's right.
What?
Have a great day, Starmy. Goodbye.
There ain't no more. That's right. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.